don't even do it because I figured it was going to be crappy, and I didn't want to mess with the algorithm. Like a lot of people not watching because they're in the wilderness.
Right.
So I said, we could just throw it up on Phoenix as a power hour show.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
That's in, that's, oh, Rafael's is spearheading that. He's almost done with it.
Yeah, okay.
And then with the order that Deacon Abiel came out today.
New stuff. So, yeah.
No, not new. Just,
well, he said reposting. He just wants to blitz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just blitz. Yeah. So.
Y'all can hear?
Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man. It's say what it say. Gavin el tiempo. Entra para el templo. Aprende del maestro con talento.
The Lord's will. I'll be in Puerto Rico next month. All praise.
Yeah. I gotta get back out there.
I was looking forward to going with Officer Elon, but he's asking for a backup.
Yeah,
he's not gonna be able to
go. He's using his time for this trip. So.
Oh, he's going this trip. Ah. He's sending
Cortez. We stacked, bro.
Bro,
we got the 18.
Damn, I'm not the 18. Damn.
Nah, you would have been on there.
I know.
You know why you're not on there.
I know. I full accountability.
Yeah.
I know. Thou knowest. Yeah, man. All praise the yo. I'm excited.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour Plus. I am Deacon Yahshua.
Shalom, Officer Ishaya.
Officer Tobias.
All praise to the Most High. I'm back. I feel like I've been gone a while.
Yeah, bro. It's been like a month.
No. I did it right before Tabernacles, almost, right? I did it the week before Tabernacles, though.
Yeah.
And then I did do it for Tabernacles. It was just out there, not broadcasted.
Yep. It was.
So I only been gone 1 week.
Feels like a month. If it's not week after week, it feels like
a month. It feels like a month.
He's still salty because he won that Tabernacle.
Well, that too, but he missed it. He missed it.
Emotional damage.
All praise to the Most High. I'm glad to be back. I definitely did not want to miss this episode. As Lord's will, in the coming weeks, we will be heading out again. All praise to the Most High for those that support the Booster Club. All right. Do we have a round of applause? Can we give the
right?
Can we give the Booster Club participants a round of applause? We heading out to South and Central America, Lord's will.
Bring it out.
All right. And we're about to do something big.
Some heavy
out there.
It's going down.
All right. You'll see it. Well, Lord's will, you'll see it. I don't know, man. We got these the people who do the promotions, they're not that. Well, we got Captain Zeph with us, so he can push the promotion.
Mm.
He can push the promotions.
Shout out Captain Zeph.
Yeah, shout out to Captain Zeph. We got to make sure the promotions go out while we out there. Lord's will, we can drop footage.
Man.
Nightly. Some clips
beautiful.
And things like that, Lord's will, we can.
It's about to be epic.
Put some stuff out there and see what's up. Hey, I don't even use my social media like that. Maybe I jump on it. I'll go live here and there when
right.
I can, depending on how the signal is. Signal's not the greatest.
Out there?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. It depends on where you're at.
Do you have to use roaming and stuff?
I got it on my plan. Like,
okay.
I think I don't even got to pay for it. Like the AT&T has, like, a thing where you could pay $10 a day and it's unlimited.
Okay.
You only And it's a 10-day max, so, like, they won't, like, you could be there 30 days, and they only charge you for 10 days.
Okay.
Mm. And they only charge you on the days that you actually use it.
Gotcha.
So
you pay for it, but don't use it.
But I have, like, the plan. I've been with them for, like, 20 years.
Dang.
So you've been there since Singular.
Yes, because when I got back from the military, I used to work in cell phones prior to when I went to the military. Yeah, I used to work for what was VoiceStream Wireless before I enlisted. And then they became T-Mobile right before I left.
Mm.
And then when I came back, Singular was in New York City big. Singular Wireless.
Singular, yeah,
yep. And they were recruiting hard-body, experienced people. So I worked for T-Mobile company stores. I didn't work for, like, Habib's, you know, cellular or whatever. And they were pressing hard when I got back. Everybody that I had, like, worked with, and they were like, yeah, you know, Singular's in town. And I went to work for them. And I had my number since then. So my number goes back to like 2001.
Oh, you haven't changed it?
Nope. That's why I won't change it. Even though I'm living out here, I won't change it. It's the same number I've had for like 20 years.
Same here. 505.
505. 505. Yeah, nowadays it don't matter. There ain't no reason to change it. What do you need the area code for, you know?
Right.
So I always kept it like that. But yeah, so I have the plan that it's included. I also get free HBO Max and all that.
Right.
Yep.
Apple TV as well.
Nah, that was only free for like a year when you get the new, when you get a new phone. They did that the first time. Plus,
That's right.
I'm gonna subscribe, watch the rest of C,
and then unsubscribe.
And then unsubscribe. I mean, I heard there's other good shows on there, but C, I like
C. C is where it's at.
C is good. I think I don't even know if I got to see the whole. No, I did see. I saw the first and second season. Mm. It's four or three seasons.
They're in the third right now.
Yeah, that's the final one. They said that's gonna be it.
So after the season, I think this is the season finale this Friday.
Yeah. So I'm gonna jump back on it when I get back from my travels, Lord's will, and I'm gonna finish it up.
Hey,
that one's deep.
Yeah.
That one got some spiritual undertones to it as well. Yeah.
Yeah, the sighted and unsighted.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. There you go. What's up? What's going on, Sony?
I was going to throw it out there for people who be asking, like, you know, what do you be watching? You know, you said you got HBO Max. If you get you an iPhone and upgrade, you can get HBO Max for free. For the free.
Yeah, I think it was a year or two ago I clipped cable. Like, yeah.
There's no point in paying for it.
Nah, I just, because it's you get more paying for, like, a few streamers.
Right.
And then I got, like, different cards where, like, you get credits back for it. Mm. So I'm not really, like... Like, I think I got, like, one card that, like, Disney and ESPN and Hulu are free.
Right.
So they credit me for it. The only one I think I'm really paying for is, like, Netflix, maybe.
Because
Prime is – I don't really get Prime because I want to watch the shows. I have Prime because I order stuff.
Right.
And it so just that's comes a different thing. It just comes with it.
Right.
So the only thing I'm really paying for is Netflix. Everything else I get back and then my internet. So it's way cheaper than, like, cable and stuff like that. And I don't miss it. TV's trash anyway for the most part, like regular TV.
Hey, you know what? When I go to out of town and we stay at hotels and what have you, and they have cable, I'm like, wow, Cartoon Network. But when I get home, I'm like, nah. Netflix.
Yeah, I had tried to keep it because, like, the kids like some of the educational shows, Nick Jr. and stuff like that, but they got stuff that's, like, far and beyond now, like, on the internet. So we need to really press hard for, like, a kid's educational show.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's stuff in the works. IUIC is always innovating. Sometimes some things is a little slow. But we trying to put something forth. I had a conversation a few weeks back. Yeah, because, yo, those things are impactful, man. My son watches one called Number Blocks. Well, he's like a freaking math whiz now because of Number Blocks.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But, I'm going to boast a little bit because he's doing so good. His teacher wants to test him for, like, gifted.
Dang.
And he's only in kindergarten.
Hey, get it.
I said, oh, snap. I said, all right. I said, oh, crazy. Hey, that don't mean he going to pass it, but, you know.
Even to be seen in
the life. We just had the teacher-parent conference, and, like, his percentiles are off the chart.
All crazy.
But you know what I'm most proud of? Because I was going on this in the wilderness with parenting and stuff like that. What I'm most proud of is that she had one word when we walked in there. Like, he had all his A's and all that. He's going to be, like, principal's pride. And it's just kindergarten, right? But they're, like, a grade ahead in the kindergarten that he's in. She wrote respectful. Amazing how disciplined and respectful he is.
Dang.
She said she had never seen – yes. She said she had never seen a kid like that. So, for me, that's, like, the biggest thing for me. That's the biggest thing for me. Because, remember, when the class drops from the wilderness, I touched on it a little bit.
Right.
I don't get into the parenting stuff so much because I did like a 3-part series that I don't know that I can get any deeper than that.
It was heavy. It was
Parenting God's Way. We got that on IUIC Phoenix.
Yeah, that was
YouTube.
A class.
Parenting God's Way.
Bro, I was so inspired when I wrote. I was like, yo, maybe I should write a little book, but I'm just so busy.
Yeah.
Like, I figured I could take elements of that and write, like, a little book with my experiences and stuff like that, you know? I'm not saying I'm the perfect parent, but, I went deep. I went deep into that.
Bro, you touch on all aspects. You touch on everything you could have touched on, bro.
Yeah, I think it was almost exhaustive. The only thing I didn't touch on, I don't know if I touched on the Psalms 127 like I did here the other night for y'all.
I don't think so.
And I did in the wilderness. See, that's the beautiful thing about the scriptures. I always say that. Like, go back. That's why it's so important that you just keep reading.
Right.
Every year, start over, because you'll start to go back and you'll see it with, like, fresh eyes.
Right.
right. as the Most High gives you increase in some scriptures.
So we just started reading through Genesis for the four chapters after Tabernacles. Mm-hmm. I'm going through Genesis, and just I couldn't get past the first five, six books.
It's like you see it with new eyes.
Right.
It's like you see it with new eyes. That's why, like, I don't know, people who, like, fall out of love with this, you're not reading. You're not opening that Bible. You're letting other things come in. That's right. Like when Christ says, you know, he finds it clean and swept in here. Mm-hmm. You always got to be kicking out the dirt and the pollutants and things like that, you know,
right.
like to keep yourself in the spirit. But that Psalms 127, I went over in the wilderness. So those where we'll drop that class and we'll talk about the stuff with the kids. But
anyway,
I digress. I was saying all that because I said we got to come out with some of those educational shows. I think that'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Which is needed. Bro,
yeah.
When we were getting prepared for at my house, I was getting prepared for Tabernacles, and me and my son, Chunky Man, the little one,
the Watch and Read.
The
Watch and Reads are amazing. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, yes. like it. I mean, we're obviously limited. You know what I'm saying? It's people
yep.
on their free time and doing these things, but that's what I'm saying. We'll continue to innovate like that. Look,
right.
we have the talent. The Most High is putting the people here to do that stuff.
So I was getting prepared, and my son was following me, and I'm like, look. Here's the phone. I put IUIC Watch and Read, David and Goliath. And he's watching it. He's laying down, and I'm listening to it on the background. And the voices of Deacon, Officer Liam, Captain Azariah, things of that nature, bro. When you hear, you know, real men and real how it should have been sounded, how the Bible should sound, yo, that thing made my hair stand up, especially when David is like, yeah, I killed a lion and a bear.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, these things are important, bro. These things are super important. It just made my hair stand up when I was just listening to it. My son was over there watching it, and I was packing everything. I was like, these things are important.
Yeah.
They're impactful.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they're like the scripture says, a vision.
Yeah. I think our kids program is really good too. That's why we're not trying to just, it's not a babysitting thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we don't throw visitors kids in the kids class and things like you're not supposed to just jump in and jump into kids class. Like
right.
you got to have some foundation here
yes.
and things like that, because, you know, they come home with good information. Like the teachers all across that are, I know definitely here. I know we've started to standardize curriculum across the board. You know, kudos to all those groups that do that for the young minds and stuff like that. It's real critical. It's real critical. So all praises for that. Let's jump right in. Let's jump right in. We're still filling.
Stuff.
Yeah, we're still filling in here. I see the watchers still joining.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they thought we weren't gonna do the show. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I see. That's why I don't like being away.
I feel it.
I'm like away. Is this a replay or is this live?
Right. Are we? Yeah. What are we getting this week?
What are we getting this week? So we're gonna try to do a two-parter here. I've not been able to finish the Israelite civilization. We'll see how far we get with that. But I saw this article the other day, and you know, the nature of the show. We news comes out. We talk about it. I've always said that. You know,
yeah.
We'll stay on topic unless something pops up that seems like it got to be spoken about. You know.
Right.
So let's see. I'm sorry, one thing. I'm thinking, like, oh, Daniel said, do people really be asking, like, what I watch? He said, people be wondering what's, like, on my watch list.
Yeah,
like
but, hey, bro, I got into the Rings of Power.
Hey, that thing is good, right?
Yeah,
the Rings of Power?
Yeah.
That thing is flames, bro. If you're in the spirit, you watch it in the spirit. It's like,
yeah.
Remember what I said? I don't sit there and try to see it. Just if you're
obvious.
Reading, if you're studying, if you're applying,
right.
The stuff is obvious when you see it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not everything has a message that I watch. I've said that too.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes you're looking for a message and you're like, huh?
There's nothing there.
And it's not. There's no message. It's just
right.
a movie. It's just entertainment. But that Rings of Power is fire, bro.
It is.
That
it
thing
is
really good. It's very well done. I started watching House of the Dragon too.
It's funny you say that, Deke. I have been binge watching this show called Strain, and it's based in New York. It's on Hulu.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you don't always look for the message of stuff. If it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the Northern Kingdom brothers on there said something, and it made me think about you when you was talking about the altar boys. And, that, you know, it's just little stuff that just come up that, you know,
uh-huh.
there's no deep message there, but you're just watching it for entertainment.
Right, right. Sometimes you're just watching it for entertainment, yeah. So, you know, I mean, I like, there's different genres that I prefer, but
mm-hmm.
I can't really say, like, I have, like, an active list, you know? And then I just watch stuff. See, like, House of the Dragon, like, I'm not, man, that thing is full of, they got homosexuality, all types of crazy stuff in there. But the dynamics of how the power moves and the politics play and things like
right.
that, that's all stuff that you can definitely learn from. And you see that teaches you how even kings have advisors and different things like that. Like there's little elements there that you grab from these things. And yes, they're works of fiction, but everything fictional was influenced by real life.
Right. We went through it in the past shows. Esau's not creative.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the spirit of a god. They can't create.
Oh, Tolkien heavily. I think he was a Catholic.
The book writer?
I don't know if he was or he, but he was heavily influenced by the Bible for all his Lord of the Rings stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So what I was telling you is like, yeah, because you were talking about the orcs being us. And,
right.
And in some respects, yes. But then, you know, also the elves to him were like the Israelites also. And
the length of life.
Yeah. And
right.
all that stuff like that. So,
right.
But it's good. It's good. And I particularly love anything Tolkien because that was one of like the first epics I read. When I was like I think it was a freshman in high school, and I had grabbed it one day, cut in class, because we couldn't leave the school. Eventually, they let us leave the school. I used to cut school altogether. That was bad. But I would dip into the library, and I just caught my eye one day, and I read it. And the books are way better. The movies are amazing. The show's amazing. The books are even better. Like, if you have the mentality for it. But,
right.
Like, meaning the imagination to go into it. But anyway, so in the news, I saw this article. Let's pull the article up. Okay. Do we have it up on the screen? Yes? Okay. NASA's DART spacecraft changed path of asteroid, right? That's the headline. No big deal. All right. Let's start reading. Go ahead. Make that big for him. Go ahead.
The American Space Agency says its recent attempt to deflect the path of an asteroid was successful.
Uh-huh.
Scientists have now confirmed the orbit of 160 meter wide, 520-foot space rock known as Dimorphos was altered when the DART probe struck it head-on last month.
Uh-huh.
Researchers came to the conclusion after making measurements using a range of space and Earth-based telescopes. The mission was conceived to test a potential strategy to defend the Earth against threatening objects.
So stop, before we go on into all of this. I always say when you read these articles, you got to look at, like, the dog whistles that they have in there.
Right.
Right. And remember, the dog whistle, what are they called? It's not metaphor. What's the other word that they call it? Oh, gosh. There's another word, allegory.
Allegory, okay.
The dog whistle's an allegory for a dog whistle only the dogs can hear, right? It's at a certain peak frequency pitch.
Yes.
So what they're saying is there's words in these articles, in these news things, even in movies, that most people do not have the ears to hear that frequency.
To pick up on it, right.
To pick up on it.
Yep.
But they put these dog whistles in to communicate to all those en masse, that confederacy of all these different nations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like they're always talking to each other. Part of the way that they maintain their secrecy and things like that is they'll communicate through public forums in the manner of dog whistles.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So he says, the mission was conceived to test a potential strategy to defend the Earth against threatening objects. Notice from like the, was it like late 90s, even up until recently, they keep showing movies that deal with asteroids and comets.
Right.
You had one that just came out, Moonfall, that I watched, and the moon was coming down. And, you know, that was a little wild. They were saying the moon was not a natural thing, like it's a ship by aliens and
that's the
higher
movie.
Consciousness.
It's on Netflix or something like that.
Was it on Netflix?
I was thinking of...
I don't know where... Was it Paramount? I don't know where I saw it.
This reminds me of Don't Look Up.
Right. Don't Look Up was kind of like that too, right?
And, hey, and then it's some black type of... it's some black type of, like... alien.
That black thing was, like, attacking anything that came towards it and stuff like that. Right.
Yo,
right.
That thing is not coincidence.
Yeah.
But I saw that movie. Very good movie.
Yeah. So there was like a base in the moon. And
I actually have
like a higher consciousness. And they created the humans on Earth. And they're there to watch over from the moon.
Yeah.
You know.
The forefathers escaped that thing that was killing. I forgot the name of that thing.
So Moonfall.
Moonfall. Okay.
Yeah, Moonfall. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
If you look at it spiritually, it's not bad. It's actually pretty good action-wise.
And I actually have a video. Yeah. I have a video when we go into the video.
Oh, Don't Look Up is fire, man. Like, I might need to see it again. Don't Look Up is really...
Yeah.
And there's dog whistles all over that movie.
That's what I'm saying. That's
there's
what this is.
Dog whistles all over that movie, Don't Look Up.
Yeah,
it's funny. It's meant like as a dark comedy.
Right.
But that thing is crazy realistic. Yep. Yeah.
You better make me watch it again.
Yeah.
Right. It's like what they do with The Simpsons. They try to put the truth out there on what they're planning without really.
Yes, yeah. Yes. The reason The Simpsons isn't prophetic.
No. Nah.
They put out what those elite, that Confederacy planned. And then years later, it comes true, and they're like, yo, The Simpsons predicted this. Nah, it's dog whistle.
Right.
You know, and people are going to laugh and say, The Simpsons, really? You stay asleep.
Right.
you stay asleep if you want. You stay asleep.
Hey, that was in Johnny Bravo, too, for anybody who used to watch that. It was a couple things on there.
Yeah. So they'll try different ways to throw it in and all these different things, right? So if you notice, for like the past 20 years, they've been doing like these, and it's not just comets. They'll do things like these, like from Independence Day. What was that, 94?
Yeah, Independence Day.
Right? So from like the mid-90s up until even now, they keep doing movies where aliens invade. Look, they have Battle Los Angeles.
Yes.
Los Angeles. The Angels.
Right.
Battle the Angels. They had that movie. Battle Los Angeles. They do all these movies, and it's dog whistles in these movies, and it's preparation for
those that know what's up.
Yeah, and it's social engineering, which we've gone over on this show. I did a class a little bit about it, focused on Catholicism and Christianity, but it's social engineering so that when that day comes, like as we'll bring out in some scriptures. They will fight against Christ and the angels because it's been conditioned in you to kind of say, okay, here. I mean, the elect won't.
Right.
The elect won't be deceived. But you're going to have the people, you're going to have the heathen and the people of Israel that are confused that will fight against Christ and the, I mean, to no avail.
Mm-hmm.
But they will fight because they're trying to program that into them. Right.
And you know what? I see that, too, about fighting Christ. When I watch movies like The Avengers and what's his name? The snapping guy?
Thanos.
Yes. I'm like, they're fighting. They're putting in their mind, yo, we ought to fight whatever comes out of that space.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like that instantly, you know, you just react and you're going to go ahead and you're going to fight against Christ and the angels. You know, that's their hope. And you know, they really believe that they have a shot, you know, gosh. But where's that scripture? Thou thought that was altogether one as thyself?
Psalms.
Get me that they actually believe that they got a shot.
Right.
So was it 50?
Hey, they put that in the Eternals where they thought that they would freeze that celestial at the end.
Right. That's
yo,
what,
that one.
That's Israelites rebelling against God.
That one, bro.
Right. That's why he came for that. He came for their ass at the end of that joint. But they try to condition you that you could be rebellious against it. Go ahead. Pull that out. You got it?
Yes, sir. The book of Psalms, chapter 50 and verse 21. Freedom. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence.
Right. So he talks about the different atrocities and things that they've done. Right. And because God has kept silence, it makes them believe that they actually have a chance to change God's agenda. But they don't have they're short-sighted in understanding that it's a fixed fight. Right. And the Most High is enduring this, but for a season. Okay, go ahead.
Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such as one as thyself.
Right. So meaning they actually believe that they had some hope in trying to go against what the scriptures say and what the prophecies are against them. Right. They thought that God was basically on their side. Mm-hmm. That goes into the manifest destiny, which we've done shows on. I think we got to run them back though, right? Because we weren't able to keep some of those up, like when I've gone over the manifest destiny and stuff. You know why. Like, we have to take down a bunch of stuff. So
yes.
I might need to run that topic back. Did you send it to me? I think I said there were some classes I told you to send to me so that I can just review them and redo them.
I sent you some.
Okay. All right.
Like, maybe a couple?
All right. Yeah, definitely that one with Manifest Destiny we want to go over again because that was pretty good.
That image was heavy.
Yeah. We had breaking down the image and everything like that. We got to go
when
into
you
that.
Went into the Wikipedia.
Right. Uh-huh. Is that it on that verse?
No, sir.
Go ahead.
But I will reprove thee. And
but he says, but I will reprove thee, come on.
And set them in order before thine eyes.
And set those that are elect, all right, that are chosen in order before their eyes. That goes to Wisdom of Solomon 5, where it says they're going to say, how are they numbered amongst the children of God? Yep, exactly. So that's going into that. So let's get a little background, jump to the wiki on this DART thing, right? So NASA did this DART thing. And, you know, I've always been into, like, not astrology, astronomy. And I slow down and emphasize the difference at work because people say, oh,
yes.
Deke's into horoscopes and stuff like that. No.
I took astronomy in high school.
Astronomy, right?
It was cool.
Right. I didn't take it in high school because in New York is gutter and we don't got nice things like that.
Hey, you know what? I took it when I was in a charter school.
In my 20s, I had always wanted to get into it. I couldn't afford a telescope. I got like a little cheap telescope and I started to get into it. I joined like some astronomy. I know it sounds geeky. I got into some astronomy clubs and stuff like that. And I learned a little bit about it. I kind of left it because just I came into the truth and things changed. And not that it's wrong to be into that, just I got busy with God's work. So I didn't have the time to really get into that stuff. Anyway, I always keep an eye to astronomy. I've always been fascinated with Hubble, and now we got the new one and the space images. And, you know, like I follow NASA, like on social, because I like the images they put out and things like that.
Right.
And then when I came into the truth, it really gave me just another crazy understanding of it. I always said, like, if like Star Trek was real, like Starfleet was real, like I would enlist.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I'd be out, bro. I would be out. I would be out. But, you know, spiritually, that maybe comes from something else, you know, like that desire to be, you know, out there knowing that's God's territory, God and the angels.
We be
know?
Flying in chariots, man.
Right, which is why, but we got a question in the wilderness, man. Some brother said, yo, what are you going to do with eternal life? Aren't you going to be bored being wealthy 24-7? I had to go, when we did the little men's conference out there, and me and Cap Zakai and Cap Ananiah, it was a fair question for the brother. I don't want to knock the brother that gave the question, but we found it a little funny because we were like, bro, it's that your mind is not... You know, we went into where it says, I have not seen.
Nor ears have heard.
Heard, was prepared. We're thinking of something. We're thinking of a spiritual place that'll have spiritual powers, spiritual rulership.
Right.
That'll be unconquerable and we'll be invincible.
Right.
And our carnal brains cannot grasp that.
We're trying to limit eternity to our experience on this earth.
Yes. And you can't do that. You can't do that. Because until you've lived, and I think I don't know if we ever put it up, I went into a class here in Phoenix about the Ancient of Days and how he transcends time.
I think
I went into it. And it wasn't a whole class. It was a little bit.
I think so.
And I was talking about how the concept of time for God, he lives outside of that.
Yes. He made that construct for us.
He lives outside of that. Time is the construct he made for us that goes into the operations for us to be able to kind of have a little something to be able to understand just enough so that we can communicate with him through the Bible and understand what he's trying to tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Because a God-like power that can do everything that God did, the creator of all things, how does he even communicate with us? Right? Like, how does something so grand make us understand? So he actually has to, and I've used this analogy before, it's like us having to kind of figure out a way to communicate to young children certain lessons in concepts and words that they don't understand. And that's only a fraction of it. So meaning he gave us those five operations, he gave us the scriptures, he gave us enough to be able to understand stuff. And time is one of those things. So when we think of eternity, when we think of things like Ancient of Days, those things fly over our head. And people are here all trivial talking about days and years and all this other stuff and us not realizing that this was just something that he put, a construct that he put in place for us to be able to have a little bit of a concept of time the way he perceives it. Basically, he created time for us.
Right.
Time did not exist before creation.
Everything just existed.
Everything just existed. Time is a concept that he put forth for us. And that's why they call him the ancient of days.
Right.
That's so that's loose. That's the quick rundown of it.
That's crazy, bro.
But so that concept of time. So basically the brother had that question about that thing and it was just we were like, bro, you're trying to rationalize something and envision something
so godly
and we don't have a Godhead mentality.
You remember when Ezra said, your mind has gone so far in this world, how can you think to understand? When he was asking the question,
it's the
same thing. Like,
well, right. So that goes into Sirach 3:23 when he says, "More things are shown unto you than men understand."
Right.
It's he's letting you know, like, listen, you don't realize how much knowledge I've left for you, and how much more awaits you. So that's why, you know, basically, we told the brother at the end of it, you're trying to think of it from a carnal sense and the way world has shown you wealthiness and things like that.
Right.
You're not seeing the spiritual reality of it. And we can't prepare for that. And my anecdote was, I don't really think about paradise in that way outside of what the scripture says. I just don't want to be burned.
Facts. Facts.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I don't want the alternative, you know? So that's what drives me. And then what's there, whatever, you know?
Right.
I mean, some people have said, man, like, maybe it's going to be like Avatar. Maybe, probably not, because I have not seen nor have imagined
that's what God has prepared for us. That's what Esau has seen.
That's what Esau has seen. That's just us trying to wrap our minds around something that's like, and, you know, the people talk about math and numbers being like the, they say it's like the common language or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Even that is small compared to what God. Again, this is just ways for us to try to grasp the magnitude of the Most High.
Right.
Last week, it was storming like crazy.
We're getting spam for the best adult dating site.
Alrighty, brother Stings. I got you. Hey, last week it was storming like crazy, right? And I was going over. I was watching Bishop Nathaniel's class breakdown of Revelation chapter 10. Yep. And then John says he heard seven thunders and he was about to write what they said.
Mm-hmm.
Then the angel told him, hey, stop. That's not lawful for you to write. So even that in itself, bro, when there's thunder,
right,
when
there's
a specific language.
They're talking. There's a language going on.
There's
communicating.
There's a language when the thunder.
The spirits that govern the elements are communicating with each other when there's thunder and there's lightning and things
So it thundered real, real heavy above me. And I was like, I got scared, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, Lord, don't kill me.
Yep.
Yo, that thing was heavy.
Right.
Can I get a scripture?
Yeah, go ahead.
Give me John 3, verse 12. Because we're about to go into some stuff, right? It's not deep. It's just the mysteries are coming out, the things with that Esau pushes out. But
so, you know what those deep things inspire in me? More fear and faithfulness to God.
Mm.
Because those things don't save you.
No.
Knowing those things don't save you. Keeping the laws saves you. But those type of things are – the spirituality of those type of revelations – drives me more to wanting to keep the law, statutes, and commandments. Drives me more to want to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking, and don't lose your thought. I was thinking driving over here how the scripture says we went into captivity and the curses because we didn't serve him with joyfulness and gladness of heart.
Right.
And in my self-examination, I was thinking to myself, and I said, man, I said, you know, I remember a time where I would be like, gosh, man, I got to get up, you know, to go to camp or I got to, you know, and I'm like, as you grow in this, that you don't think of it that way, right? Like anything that involves the Lord's work becomes a pleasure.
Right.
To the point where if I didn't have this to do and to move in, I can't imagine how dull and drum and depressed my life would be.
Right.
So there's a joyfulness in serving the Lord that's a spirit also that we also should pray for and desire. This is why you have people who are like not fully committed, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see the value in the levels of work. You know, they'll look at things as menial tasks that are beneath them and things. Their mind has still, their spirituality level has not leveled up yet to kind of see what you're contributing to, what you're a part of and things like that. That's the thing that should be in our prayers also, is to be able to serve him with joyfulness and gladness of heart. Because when you do that, nothing is grievous to you.
Right.
Nothing is grievous to you. So, okay, get what you were going to get.
Yo, that's you're on point. Because I've seen where I live out in the country that's like, I live out in where there's farm fields, I'll say that.
Never
I don't want to say country.
Where mankind dwelt, sir.
Where Osirith. I live in Osirith, where never mankind dwelt. So if y'all want to visit me, it's going to take a year and a half. And it's full sky, open. I see all the stars, right? And I see chariots out there, bro.
Yeah.
I see chariots, bro, and they're bright red. And you'll see three of them, bro.
I think they put it on the captain's group, and we can't share it. There was some footage from Cuba, bro, of a UFO over Cuba, and it was sucking up the water.
What?
And they'll try to tell you that storm surge and stuff, but no, bro, it was like a pillar of water. And when the lightning struck, you saw the wheel within the wheel.
That's wild. In
it. See if you can find it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm going to try to see if they can send it to me.
Yo, anyway.
I'm going to see if these brothers send it to me. If somebody's on the captain's group, they can send it to me.
All right. So where I live, right, it's open. I live out there, and there's, it's a lot of farmland. So it's just open. Skies, bro, the sky, you see all the stars. And I've seen chariots, and I've seen them where, bro, they literally, you'll see four of them, and then they're bright red, bro. And then one starts to disappear. Then the next one, then the next one. And then one comes back. Bro, it's crazy. You got to ask my wife. She has a video. And my daughter, too, Samira. she was with me one night, and we were outside, and I was like, look, and it glows, then turns off, then glows, then turns off. So I see them. But then there's one time that me and my wife were arguing, bro, and I went outside, and then I look at the sky, and I was like, I don't deserve to see no cherry, bro. I'm wicked as hell. I'm like, yo, I'm wicked as hell. Like, and even if I see cherries, because I'm seeing them out there where I live.
Maybe I could screen record it.
I said, if I see them, I'm still wicked as hell, bro. And I'm like, yo, I got the damn devil on me. These things, looking at these things are beautiful and what have you. But they're not going to save you, bro. Give me John 3 and 12.
The book of St. John, chapter 3 and verse 12. If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things?
Look at what Christ said. I can't tell you. If you don't believe what is in the earth, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Don't eat pork. Right? Women. You are made of men. You are the men are over you. The man is your head. If you don't believe these earthly things, how can I show you heavenly things? How can I tell you heavenly things? Because you don't believe. So read that again one more time.
The book of St. John, chapter 3 and verse 12. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things?
Says, how are you going to believe if I tell you things that's way past out of your mind? Heavenly things that I see, that I have seen. Christ was there. Christ created everything. Christ was the firstborn. And then he started creating everything. He said, how can I tell you these things if y'all still wicked as hell?
Facts.
Y'all still have the stony heart. How can I tell you heavenly things if you don't believe earthly things?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got something?
No, I was just thinking.
All right, give me Isaiah 40. Give me Isaiah.
I'm trying to see if I get this video.
What is it? Isaiah 45 about our mind is not the Lord's mind?
Hey, and while you get that too, Phoenix is ranked in the top 10 states for the most what they call UFO sightings.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, it's no surprise that it's a lot of them that are seen here.
Yo,
where
I see them.
Recordings go after you hit stop. Where do they save?
On your stuff, on your photos and stuff.
Yeah, it's not there.
You ready?
Yep.
The Book of Isaiah, chapter 55, and verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord.
And something that Bishop has always said is, our thoughts is white man TV. We don't have God's mind, because God's mind is the Bible, and we've been away from the Bible until recently, right? That we started coming back to the Bible. Until recently, it was revealed to our leadership that the new moon, the full moon, is not dark.
Mm-hmm.
That the new moon is not dark moon. When you think about that, you're like, wow, like that's so. It, right now, it's like so basic. It can be so basic. But at that time, it's like it was written the whole time. Like, it was always there. And it's like, bro, the Lord is going to start revealing more things. The Lord is going to start revealing more scriptures on how to live. Just everything, bro. And he says, so read that again.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Uh-huh.
Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways.
It says, our thoughts are not the Lord's thoughts. It says, my ways are not, our ways are not the ways of the Lord. So what the brother had asked about tabernacles, he said about he couldn't wrap his mind about immortality. So, bro, it's because we can't. Our ways are not God's ways. We are earthly. I think about, oh, okay, things here on earth and what have you, and it's like, damn, I'm kind of bored sometimes of the iPhone. I'm kind of bored of
right.
I get bored of these things, bro, and I'm like, I'm waiting for the next big thing, and then that phases out. You see what I mean?
Looking for the next thing that's gonna come.
Yeah, you look for the next thing that's gonna come, and you're like, wow, and then that phases out,
right?
Because we haven't, this is earthly things. It's not of God. You got something?
Yeah, get Second Ezra 5:37.
Go ahead. They're not answering me, man. I want to get the
video. Get that video? Yeah.
Oh, they fire. That's crazy. Were you guys able to, at Real UFOs, I think it is the thing.
You got it, officer?
It was Officer Yakin who sent it to Captain Joel.
5 and 37.
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 5, verse 37. Open me the places that are closed, and bring me forth the winds that are, I'm sorry, bring me forth the winds that in them are shut up.
Right, read.
Show me the image of a voice.
So these are things that the Most High was asking Ezra to show him, reveal unto him, right? The image of a voice, read.
And then I will declare to thee the thing that thou has that thou laborest to know.
Because Ezra was laboring to try to understand the things that are in heaven. He was laboring, searching these things out, read.
And I said, O Lord that bearest rule, who may know these things? But he that hath not his dwelling with men.
He said, who shall know these things but him that hath not his dwelling with men? Because men, we try to wrap our mind around things that are basic. You go into 1 John, he said, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer already in his heart. We can barely understand God's laws to the level we need to, let alone wrap around, show me the image of a voice. Read.
As for me, I am unwise. How may I then speak of these things whereof thou askest me?
Ezra, which was a lot of things were revealed unto Ezra, he acknowledged, I am unwise. How may I then speak of these things whereof thou askest me? He understood what he didn't know. He acknowledged what he didn't know. I've heard deacons say it many times. That's the point of wisdom in itself, is acknowledging the things that you don't know. Mm. Right? That's it. That's all I wanted.
You still got something? Can I play a first video?
Yeah, what are you going to play?
So this is put up that video that I sent you. Yep, that one right there. It's a TikTok video. We were talking about that movie.
Yeah, Moonfall. And there was a hole like that.
Yes.
That they would try to go into. Yep.
Now, I can't say that this video is 100% real, right? But I can't say it's not 100% real either. I can't prove it, nor do I disbelieve it.
Mm.
Why? Because so many things are being revealed. So many things are coming out, just like the video you're trying to get a hold of right now, right?
I have it. It's just I don't know what's going on. My screen recording is not.
No, because it won't let you.
Why?
Because if it's blocked on Telegram, you can't screen record a screenshot.
Oh, damn. That's why I can't even do it that way. So if somebody doesn't send it to me, we don't get it. They're fired, though, bro.
Mm. Yeah. So this video, bro, when I saw it, I was like, what? Now, how true is it? I don't know. But guess what? I don't put it past the truth. So go ahead. Unzoom it a little. Go ahead. Zoom it in. Never mind. I don't want to see the things on the side. All right. Go ahead. I don't know if it has sound. Go ahead.
Is that supposed to be the moon?
Yes. A crater. Watch this.
And it just shut it.
And it becomes a perfect crater.
Hey, you gotta imagine how big that is. Because the moon ain't small, and them craters ain't small either.
And then the way it shuts, bro. The way it shuts, and it's just like you don't even see it. Look, shuts into four. All right.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yo, now, I don't put it past the truth. I can't say this is a real video. Well, bro. That thing is heavy, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they were going in there for the new moon feast.
They said it's a feast day. They went in for a feast day.
So it made me think of that movie, Moonlight.
Yeah, Moonfall. You got something else?
I was going to say, yeah, keep reading real quick, 2 Ezra. I just got one more scripture after this. Verse 39 and then going to 40.
2 Ezra chapter 5, verse 39. As for me, I am unwise. How may I know these? How then I'm... Speak I of these things whereof thou askest me.
So he acknowledged that he was unwise, right? And he acknowledged what he didn't know. Read.
Then said he unto me, like as thou canst do none of these things that I have spoken of.
Read.
Even so canst thou not find out my judgment.
Right.
Or in the end, the love that I have promised unto my people.
So there's a level of love that the Most High has promised. We have promises that are written in the Bible, right? Go to 2 Ezra 8. 8 and verse 46.
2 Ezra chapter 8 verse 46. Then answered he me and said, things present are for the present.
Read.
And things to come such as be to come.
These things that are promised to us, the things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, those things are to come. So we have to deal with the present. Like Deegan was saying, that fear, the application of the law, we have to do these things in the present so we can receive those things that are promised
right,
to come.
Right, right. You know, we all excited about revelation or prophecy. Remember, the scripture says when Christ returned, it said we see through a glass darkly now, but then face to face.
Right.
Can we get that? Again, finish with your verse.
Read verse 47.
Uh-huh. Verse 47. For thou comest far short that thou shouldest be able to love my creature more than I.
Read.
But I have oft times drawn nigh unto thee and unto it.
But he said, I have drawn nigh unto thee and unto it. The Lord draws close to us because more things are showed unto us than men understand. Read.
But never to the unrighteous.
The unrighteous will never be able to understand or comprehend to keep the Sabbath day, to love your neighbor as yourself. Read.
In this also, thou art marvelous before the Most High.
So this is the point of what I wanted to read, though. Verse 49.
In that thou hast humbled thyself.
And what?
Thou hast humbled thyself.
The reason the Lord was able to show Esdras more and more is because as he continued to labor to seek these things out, he humbled himself. Read.
As it becometh thee.
Because he was a mortal man in the flesh. Read.
And has not judged thyself worthy to be much glorified among the righteous.
And he did not, no matter what he was doing or what was revealed to him, he never judged himself worthy to be much glorified among the righteous. That glory was only for the Father to give. So we got to be mindful of these things. When we're laboring to seek these things, there's nothing wrong with wanting to know the mysteries that the Lord can reveal to us, but it has to be shown to you by the Lord. And the only way that it can be revealed is through that humility, being humble.
Right. Let's get that. 1 Corinthians 13, start at 11.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13 and verse 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child.
Right. And a lot of times we'll bring this out, and it's true. Remember, scriptures have multiple meaning and application that you can bring them out in. A lot of times we'll bring this out and we'll talk about, you know, childish behavior, childish things. But in the context of what we're speaking about with, like, those deeper understandings, more things are shown unto us than men understand,
right?
A child, they'll look at things, right, in their mind, it's fantastical. They're thinking of things with awe and wonder. It's not plausible to an adult mind. A child's mind goes all over the place.
Right.
It's not plausible to an adult mind. This is why people say that's fiction. That's a fairy tale,
mm-hmm.
right? A child kind of, they have that awe and that wonder in that, and they'll kind of believe anything. It's fantastical to them. What I'm saying is that as you get disciplined as an adult, you got to realize that there's some deeper things being shown to us, and you can't look at them as like a kid would. Like, you know, as a child, I mean, not in the context of the Bible, but you're looking at things like the, you know.
Driving a car. You grow up thinking, looking at your parents driving.
Right.
And you it's wonderful. Like, you just look at and awe on how to drive.
Right. And it's not till you're later. The thing is, what I'm saying is that we don't know how to kind of bring that into a disciplined state as we get older.
Right.
So that's the point that I'm trying to make. But go ahead. Read this from the top again.
When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Right. Now, he's also talking here about be like children in malice, but not in understanding.
Right. Because
he just went into like charity and things like that. But the next verse kind of, this is why I want to start at 11, is to let you know that we have to not be so caught up in the fantastic, magnanimous, magnificent things that the Most High reveals unto us, and then lose sight of where we got to bring ourselves into subjection to foundation, live a disciplined life with these commandments so that we can actually partake of those wondrous things that he's revealing unto us, right? So read the next verse.
Verse 12, for now we see through a glass darkly.
He says, so now we see through a glass darkly, right? So that's like if I look up through a screen and it's a little tinted, right? And you kind of got to go in like this, and you can't really make out the detail, right? Go ahead, come on.
For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face.
But then when Christ returns, face to face. That goes with when you read about how he says the angels always behold the presence of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
They always behold his face. We're going to get direct understanding, right, from Christ, all right? Direct teaching from Christ. Come on.
Now I know in part.
Now I know in part, and this is Paul speaking, right, with everything that understanding that he had, right? Come on.
Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known.
Meaning it's going to be a personal relationship. You know, people try to talk about, I got a personal relationship with Christ
now.
A personal relationship. He says it's going to be a personal relationship. And then read on. Listen to what else he says here.
Verse 13. And now abideth faith, hope, charity.
He's saying, hey, you got to hold on to those three things. Mm-hmm. Come on.
These three. But the greatest of these is charity.
Right, because the point that he's making is that when he starts, he talks about, don't matter that I know all these things and all understanding. All that stuff is nothing without the discipline of loving your neighbor as yourself,
right,
without applying the royal law. And that's just one aspect, right? And remember, when you apply the royal law, you're going to – it goes – remember, he says the second is like unto the first, Christ said.
Right.
It's still like applying the law of loving God above all things.
It's all in agreement.
Right. It's all in agreement. You got something you were going to bring out, officer?
I was thinking, where's that scripture, stand in awe and sin not?
Oh,
that's what it made me think of when you said that. Because we stand in awe at these things that we're talking about right now.
Psalms 4 and 4.
Get that real quick. Because we might be in awe at the heavenly things, the chariots. We might be in awe. Even when Bishop broke down Revelation 9, I'm still to this day trying to wrap my mind around how how he came to that understanding. Because it's like these things are revealed unto us, right?
Spiritual, bro.
Man. Mm. Go ahead and read Psalms 4 and 4.
The book of Psalms, chapter 4, verse 4. Stand in awe.
So we can stand in awe. We can be amazed at all of these things that we're seeing day in and day out. New things are revealed to us. Every Sabbath, it's a new class, new understanding brought forth. Read.
And sin not.
But the whole point is for us to not sin. We can stand in awe of what's revealed to us. More things are shown unto us than men understand. But the whole point of it is to sin not. And that's what we're all learning to bring our bodies into subjection to. Read.
Commune with your own heart upon your bed. And be still, Selah.
And that's what Deegan was bringing out, is that focus in the mind. Be still. Being able to meditate upon our bed. Focus on the laws. So I just,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me get Sirach 3:23.
Yes, sir.
Are there still flat earthers out there? I'm looking in a comment now. I don't know if he's with us or for us. What he's trying to say. He says we can look at stuff like this, but we can't talk about flat earth.
Because that's dumb. Every first Friday.
Exactly what we're bringing out now is
right.
Why we don't talk about flat earth.
Facts.
Right? Because I haven't even gotten to my scriptures yet in the article, which we're going to get into. We can talk about stuff like this because the Bible talks about chariots and UFOs and whirlwinds and clouds and
right.
All that stuff all throughout. It don't talk about no damn flat earth.
Right.
Freaking morons. How the flat earth going to save you? How the flat earth going to give you any type of freaking understanding in this stuff? Oh my goodness.
If the earth's flat, then what?
Shut up. Go somewhere and kick rocks. You gotta come here and then you're gonna tell all this knowledge is coming out.
Right.
Some banger scriptures is coming out. And he worried about when can I talk about the flat earth? This is why the Most High said this. Go ahead, Sirach 3:23.
The book of Sirach, chapter 3:23. Be not curious in a necessary matter.
What the hell does it matter about a flat damn earth? First of all, the earth's not flat. All right? And guess what? If it is, we'll know, like we just read in 1 Corinthians 13 and 12, when we see face to face.
Bring it
all
out.
All right? Come on, read.
Be not curious in unnecessary matter.
That's an unnecessary matter. What the hell is that going to help you? The stuff that we're bringing out now about the stuff of space, the scriptures is coming out talking about these revelations. We're going to show you about this stuff prophetically.
For more things are shown unto thee than men understand.
This stuff is so heavy. And he want to talk about, we could talk about this, but not a flat earth. Get the hell away from us.
Right. Right.
Get the hell away from us. Go watch something else. Go watch your flat earth channels, all right? And go deal with that stuff. Read on, though. We're not done here. Come on.
All right.
Verse 24. For many are deceived by their own vain opinion.
Right. You know why it's vain? Because it's not based on the scriptures. Read.
Right. Evil suspicion hath overthrown their judgment.
And that's when evil enters in, because you're not letting God speak.
Mm.
Like I brought out a new moon. You're not letting days speak.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Come on, read.
Verse 25. Without eyes, thou shalt want light.
Right. Because you ain't got, you can't see. You're not, so much is shown to you. That you're looking for more light, but the light's right in front of you. Come on, read.
Profess not the knowledge, therefore, that thou hast not.
You cannot prove biblically that the earth is flat. So don't profess the knowledge that thou hast not. Shut up.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go back to this. Come on.
Double ass.
Chink, chink, bomb.
Redirection.
Oh, my goodness.
Dart.
Double asteroid. So go back to the article, because we went so many places. I guess the spirit's moving us to talk about different things. Go back to this first. Read it from the top again.
All right.
So we get back to the point.
The
I guess we're not talking about the Aztecs today. That's going to have to wait till I get back. fine with me.
All right.
The American Space Agency says its recent attempt to deflect the path of an asteroid was successful.
Come on.
Scientists have now confirmed the orbit of a 160-meter-wide, 520-foot space rock known as the Dimorphos was altered when the DART probe struck it head-on last month.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm not going to let myself get distracted with this stuff. But there's one comment here. The dude says the Earth is flat, right? And it is the center of the universe because you read that in Ecclesiastes,
right?
How the sun moves, not us around it, all right? And it says that conforms the four corners of the Earth. So not only are they saying it's flat, they're saying it's a square because when it says corners. Get that where it says the circle of the Earth. You know which one I'm talking about?
I don't.
Oh, gosh.
I got one for you, though.
Oh, gosh.
Isaiah 4 and 6.
What do you got, Isaiah 4 and 6? Isaiah 40, 22.
Yes, sir.
And then you could get yours.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 40 and verse 22.
Freedom!
It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth.
What the hell are you talking about? You're saying the earth is a flat square? That circle that it's talking about. No, but then you got other flat earthers that are going to say, well, it's a circle. But this guy's logic makes no sense because it's talking about the damn. He said that's why it talks about corners. No. Bro, that's why the scripture says there's similitude.
Mm-hmm.
It's talking about scattered into corners because that's a term,
right?
If you fall off in the corners, that means what? You're out of sight. You're out of mind. That goes into us being hidden ones.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. It's a scatter into the corners of the earth. Freaking, this is their logic.
Hey,
but notice there's not one scripture that they can pull.
Right.
He trying to quote the four corner scriptures to say that means the earth is flat. That's not what that scripture was written for. That scripture was written for us prophetically so that you can know that the Israelites will be scattered everywhere. That goes into Isaiah 11 and 11. Come on. What were you going to say, soldier?
I was just going to say, even when you're looking at, when you're using a compass, north, south, east, and west, you can put a north on top of the circular earth, a south, an east, and a west.
Right.
Without it being flat.
Right. Hey, if the earth was flat, the compass wouldn't work. Like, if you understand how a compass works, if the earth was flat, a compass wouldn't work that way.
That's exactly what I'm getting at.
Right. It wouldn't work that way. Because how are you going to find true north? Right? It's flat.
Yeah.
Right?
That's heavy.
North is up, south is down.
Yeah.
Right?
That's heavy.
East and west is left. Come on, you freaking idiots.
Logic.
My goodness.
The logic,
hey, you know what?
It.
Austin Athon was telling me when he traveled because of his work, he has to go to like Japan and what have you. They don't go straight. Why is that? They have to go up through Russia.
Right.
Through Alaska.
Right.
Then Russia.
Right.
Then down.
Yes.
They don't go straight.
Bro, when they're sending things up, they go by the curvature and all that stuff. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I'm just saying.
There was that one dude, he said, I want to go up. I want to see the curve to see if it's really round.
If the earth will flat trajectory.
Read this, Isaiah 44 again. Come on, and then get the one you wanted.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 40 and verse 22. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth.
Right.
And the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in.
Come on, man. He talking about a flat earth like that. Can be quiet. Hey, someone posted, they said, yeah, the earth is square, but the moon is round. What the hell is that? The little freaking shapes box? Get out of here, man.
Yeah.
Bring out what you were going to bring,
Hosea,
and let's get back to this.
Quick.
I'm sorry. It just annoyed me.
Hosea 4 and 6, real quick. Because this is why they're going into the whole flat earth.
Yeah, I just had to address it because they wanted to drop in here and stuff like that. But it don't matter.
It don't.
It don't matter. You know what that is? That's deep dummies. That's Negroes that want to be freaking deep. Because more things are shown up to them out of the scriptures than they can understand. Not just men can understand. They can't grasp these scriptures. They don't know how to break down scriptures. So all they can lean on is some man-made bullshit that's distractions for them to keep them away from the true understanding of the Most High. Come on, man. Get out of here with that BS.
Says,
go ahead.
Wow.
Read what you're going to bring out.
Go ahead and read.
It says, wow, Deke, your geekness you spoke about earlier is coming out. All praise.
Your geekness you spoke about.
Go ahead and read it.
The book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
That's why. We think the earth is flat. We still in the ghettos. We in the hoods. Come on, man. Because my people are destroyed because they lack the knowledge of God. Read.
Because thou hast rejected knowledge.
Because you want to reject the knowledge that's coming out in front of you. You want to go and say if the earth is flat. Read.
I will also reject thee.
The Lord will reject thee. He just told you that the earth is circle. Come on now. Is that it?
that thou shouldest be no priest to me, seen that has forgotten the law of thy God.
We need to get back to God's laws.
Right. Hey, and here's the other thing. Let's say they you go by that flat earth model, all right? And the sun is moving over where it needs to move over. That means it would never get dark. You would just get shadow on certain parts of the earth.
Mm. Yeah.
You would not have day and night. Because if something's flat and the light shines over it, if it moves further away from it, it's not going to get completely dark. It's going to get a shadow cast over it, which is not dark. You understand what I'm saying? Are you trying to visualize that concept?
I'm trying to visualize it, yeah.
Look, I got a light, right? Let's say I got the flashlight here. Let's say the earth is like this, right?
Right.
And the sun is moving, right?
Yes.
It's doing its thing, right?
It wouldn't even curve.
Where would it go?
Yeah.
Where would it go? That means it got to go over here.
And then do another square.
And when
down.
You do lights down, what it would do is cast a shadow. So you wouldn't even have day and night.
Hey,
freaking
yeah,
idiot.
Yeah, that's check the screen.
Yeah, that some people say it's a three-dimensional cube. Shut up.
Man.
Stay away from me.
Oh,
my goodness. Let's go back to where we at. Come on.
Blockanda.
Yeah, they block these damn fools, bro. Get them out of here. Freaking idiots. I'm sorry. I gave that too much credence. It don't matter. But you can't prove it. That's why we got to talk about it. What the hell does it matter? Okay, I agree with you. It's flat. Now what?
Right.
What do we do?
Fear God and keep the commandments. I bet you smoking weed. You freaking an adulterous thief. Come on, get out of here with all of that. Get out of here with all of
not
that.
Not keep it.
Let's go back to where we at. Come on, read this article.
Researchers came to the conclusion after making measurements using a range of space and Earth-based telescopes.
No, read it from the top again. I'm sorry.
The American Space Agency says its recent attempt to deflect the path of an asteroid was successful. Scientists have now confirmed the orbit of a 160-meter-wide, 520-foot space rock known as Dimorphos was altered when the DART probe struck it head-on last month.
Come on.
Researchers came to the conclusion after making measurements using a range of space and Earth-based telescopes. The mission was conceived to test a potential strategy to defend the Earth against threatening objects.
Right. So we were talking about this dog whistles. I was saying how I've kept track of all this because, you know, I'm geeky like that. Let's go back to Wikipedia. Let's explain a little bit what this DART mission was. So I was aware of this DART mission.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I saw this article, I said, oh, snap.
Right.
Esau is really the devil the Bible speaks of, right? Go ahead, read.
Double Asteroid Redirection Test, DART, is a NASA space mission aimed at testing a method of planetary defense against near-Earth objects.
Right. So they're near-Earth objects. So notice they don't just call them asteroids and comets anymore. They're changing the vernacular.
The terminology, yeah.
So that they can go ahead and, again, this is dog whistle type stuff. So I'm going to show you how they really know what the scripture says, and they're talking about God's chariots. All right, go ahead. Come on.
It was designed to assess how much a spacecraft impact deflects an asteroid through a transfer of momentum by hitting the asteroid head on and attempting to slow it.
Uh-huh.
The asteroid selected for the test poses no actual threat to Earth. The probe was launched from Earth on the 24th of November, 2021, and on the 26th of November, 2022, intentionally crashed into Dimorphos, the minor planet moon of the asteroid Didymos. On the 11th of October, 2022, NASA declared DART a success, confirming it had shortened Dimorphos' orbital period by about 32 minutes, surpassing the success threshold of 73 seconds.
All right, go ahead. Go on.
DART is a joint project between NASA and the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory, APL. The project was funded through NASA Planetary Defense Coordination Office.
How many people knew that NASA had a Planetary Defense Coordination Office?
Not at all.
Right? Because NASA's been kind of low-key since they decommissioned all the shuttles and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it still around if they're not sending space things up? Mm. NASA still exists, right?
Right.
And then they did this Space Force thing. Right? Which they're moving. Everybody laughed when Trump brought this out, but they're moving forward full force with that.
They know what's coming.
We know people who are in the Air Force, and they're selecting a lot of people from the Air, because up until the Space Force, the Air Force dealt with space.
Right.
Right. So now they're taking a lot of personnel from the Air Force, and they're preparing them from this ground up thing that they're doing with the Space Force. So there's a planetary, hover over that. Let's see what that says. Come on.
Go ahead.
The Planetary Defense Coordination Office, PDCO, is a planetary defense organization established in January 2016 within NASA's Planetary Science Division of the Science Mission Directorate.
Right. Notice, look, there's a spear. That's a weapon, right? There's a spear. They're looking to the stars for defense, right? He's a watchtower. He's on a watchtower. Now, I might be mistaken. Yeah. Scroll up to where it says NASA.
Real quick.
2016 might have been when they decommissioned the thing. We'll go back to it. Click on NASA. Hover over NASA. And click on it. And we'll go back. I want to see when they decommissioned or just look for when they decommissioned all the shuttles. It might have been around that time. Come on, keep
Nothing
going.
No,
keep going.
Go down.
It should mention something. No, go up. We might have missed it. I think part of it would probably be there when they stopped the space shuttles. All right. If not, go back to what Ashai wanted to look at. I'm going to look up.
And go back to it. So Planetary Defense Coordination Office, hover it over again.
Right. Okay. So the final flight was 2011. So right around that time, they're telling you 2016 is when they formed the planetary defense thing.
You got it.
All right? They formed the planetary defense thing, the Planetary Defense Coordination Office.
I saw this somewhere, bro. I think it was like a video, YouTube video somewhere. They were talking about this and how like they're spending million, and it's all private organizations.
Mm-hmm.
It's all private organizations.
Right.
And then you see the flag, it's still the NASA. So they're still it's still the NASA working under just a different name, under a different office.
The only thing that throws me off is this DART mission took a year for them to launch it into space to hit the asteroid. It says that Christ is coming as a thief in the night. So how you think you're going to have time to react to Christ and the angels?
Well, the scripture tells you how it's going to happen. They're going to be fighting.
Right. So anyway, they're telling you that this thing was done supposedly for asteroids, right? But let's go back to the article, all right? I didn't want to spend too much. I just want to give a little context to this project and what they did here, all right? So go ahead and read. The mission was conceived. Read from there.
The mission was conceived to test a potential strategy to defend the Earth against threatening objects.
Right. So they're making the language rather ambiguous, right? It's broad. It can include anything.
Mm-hmm.
So is it for asteroids or is it for what's threatening objects?
Right.
Right. Go ahead. Read on.
This mission, DART's achievement proves such an idea would work, provided it was initiated early enough and the target wasn't overly massive.
Go ahead.
The mission shows that NASA is trying to be ready for whatever the universe throws at us.
Wait. Read that slower.
This mission shows that NASA is trying to be ready for whatever the universe throws at us.
Whatever the universe throws at us. Whatever the universe throws at us. Now, universe, unless it starts a sentence, shouldn't be capitalized.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Right. When you look up the definition of universe, it's not going to have a capitalization.
In the spirit.
Right. So that caught my eye. When it was up there, they're saying, no, it's the universe, because they're saying it's the universe. So then how come the is not capitalized?
Right.
Now they're going to be capitalizing the and earth.
That's
the and the.
That's heavy.
Right. So how do they know that this universe is supposed to go ahead and throw stuff at them?
Wow.
Mm.
All right. Universe, for those who don't get it yet, equals the Most High. All right. That's why it's capitalized. They know it's God. Okay.
Right.
They know it's God. That's why they capitalized it. They said whatever the universe throws it. Let's get that in Habakkuk 3:16.
Right there.
That's because they know this. Flat earth assholes. I'm sorry. Bro, that thing vexes me. How can you be so simple? More things are shown up to us than men understand, and you can sit there defending some stupid flat earth freaking doctrine.
And the scripture they pulled out is makes no sense to what
zero what the one in Job that he was saying that it proves it. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I'm still aggravated by that.
The book of Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 16. When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones,
because he knew the type of destruction that was coming. Come on.
And I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble.
He don't want to be here when the universe throws some stuff at the planet, meaning God. Come on.
When he cometh up unto the people,
He will invade them with his troops.
He will invade them with his troops. Let's get that in Isaiah 31:5. How? Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 31, and verse 5. As birds flying, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem.
Right. It says as birds flying. Okay. Was that it on that verse?
Defending also, he will deliver it. And passing over, he will preserve it.
Right. Meaning that you would think with the fury that's going to come out of those chariots that everything would be destroyed. But what he's saying is that we're going to be, those who are elect and the areas that he don't want to be touched won't be touched by that fire that's coming down from there. He says, but everything else it will destroy.
Mm.
So it's going to be kind of like not as nice and quiet, but it's kind of like the snap in Thanos.
Right.
How some will be right next and nothing will happen and others just evaporate into ash. But you're going to have the effect of actually seeing the fire, feeling the heat, and all that stuff as that thing comes down.
That's
he says, so some things will get touched and some things won't get touched. All right? So he's talking, and we're going to go into the chariots in a little bit. We got a little less than an hour left, so we got some time. We started late, so we're gonna see if we go into that. All right? Go ahead. Let's go back to the article real quick.
Can I get some real quick?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Well, what are you getting? Because I got a bunch.
Galatians.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Galatians,
no, I don't have that. Go ahead.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
What stood out to me, it says, as birds flying, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. And a lot of carnal-minded people are going to think Jerusalem out there in the east, right?
Right.
The book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse 26.
Read.
But Jerusalem, which is above.
Which is what?
Which is above.
Which is what?
Above.
It says Jerusalem, which is above.
Is free.
Is free. Read.
Which is the mother of us all.
So when the Lord of hosts is defending Jerusalem, he's not talking about the Jerusalem over there in the east where Amalek and the bastard is at right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's another level to understanding with that as
right,
well.
Right, 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 right. Definitely, definitely. Let's go back. Read this mission shows again.
This mission shows that NASA is trying to be ready for whatever the universe throws at us.
Right, and that universe is capitalized. So they're saying whatever God throws at us, because they know he's going to invade with his troops. They know he's going to come as birds flying. Do you got a visual of that birds flying? Can we pull that up?
So that V formation.
Right, that V formation, birds flying, V formation, right? And then there's planes that fly in that in their attack pattern as well, all right? Go ahead, look it up.
You got it right there.
Yep, show the birds, and then look for the one for jets flying V formation. Jets jets flying in a V formation. Probably one of the first ones. They call it the Vic formation.
Talk about order.
Do you want the birds or the planes?
Show them both side by side.
Oh.
Show them both side by side, right? And here's the thing. The vision, he didn't see birds.
Mm-hmm.
But in his understanding back then, before all this technology, that's all he could call it. He said he's going to see chariots coming in that formation.
Right.
And so you see here you have planes, right? But he didn't know what to call it. When we get to Ezekiel, you're going to see he called it the wheel within the wheel, all right? And so all he could say is, like, hey, I know birds fly this way,
mm-hmm.
right? And then what they wound up doing is mimicking that. That's an attack pattern.
Right.
Esau mimicked that, but that's of the Most High,
right.
That pattern, because he put it in nature,
mm-hmm.
right? What we call nature. He put it into the creation. Right. It has its benefits. Like if you read about why the birds fly that way, it has like its benefits, and they mimicked that.
It's the same.
So God's knowledge is in all creation for us.
Right. It's the same when he compares the he said, go to the ant, thou sluggard.
Yes. Yes.
The Lord literally input, like you just what you said was heavy right there.
Yeah, but I know nobody's dropping bombs.
Man, I'm like, that's not a light thing.
I don't know. It's not a light thing, but everybody's like, huh?
Right.
Look, even the shy is like, huh? What did I miss? Right. I'm looking for something else.
It's decoded in the nature of the animal.
Yes.
And Solomon was as wise as he was because he went and he studied these things.
Yes.
Bro, that's, man.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. The Most High, if you look all around nature, that's why he uses things like, look at the ant, thou sluggard. He'll compare things to lions and different animals and stuff like that. He encoded these things in nature. This, when the military use it, they call it the Vic formation.
Right.
Right. And the benefits of it is the same benefits they copied from the birds, right? So when Isaiah is talking about this and the birds flying, he didn't see birds. He saw chariots, all right? in this formation. So he said, as birds flying.
Damn.
Meaning that's God's attack pattern, and Esau mimicked it. It's not the other way around.
Right.
Right? So, again, just showing how they take everything from that. So they're looking that, like, that's that. There's power in that formation because God threw that in nature. He programmed that into his creation.
Mm. Yo, that's crazy.
Right.
Bruh.
So, hey, so they mimic that.
Right.
You know what I'd be thinking about that? You know, I do cranes, and I'm like, I think about giraffes when I'm on the cranes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. About giraffes.
Like, their whole study of physics really has to do with what they observe in nature.
Right.
And then they call it physics. But there's spirituality to all this. Like what God has allowed them to tap into
mm-hmm.
has deeper meaning and understanding, right? It's like if you want to call it the language of the universe, the language of God, and it's encoded all around us.
Right.
That's why he uses that's why he talks about the evidence of things not seen, right, mm-hmm. with the creation and all that stuff.
Damn.
Things are encoded in the creation. That's why it tells you, you know, go to nature and look at it for examples for things, right? That's why he talks about, like, how the beasts will change their place and things like that. Things are going to get so polluted in here that even some of the, and by his allowance,
right.
It's not that anything overpowers him, he's going to let those things kind of infect certain things and so on and so forth. Same thing with the weather. It's supposed to operate a certain way. Why do you think they try to tap into it, but their technology doesn't let them fully, but they kind of try to predict where the hurricanes, that they can project where they're going to go,
right.
and things like that. That's not that science is so grand. They're tapping into a little bit because Most High has allowed them through the power with Satan to see some of the things that they need to maintain their power.
And
this is why they think, like we brought out earlier, you thought I was altogether such as one as you.
Right, right.
Right. But he's allowing it so that they can fulfill his purpose in his master plan of everything.
Right.
So he gives them a little bit of things to be able to understand, but it all comes mimicked from nature.
Right.
From creation. I don't even want to say nature because I think that, you know.
Damn.
Yeah, but you look at even what he allows them, you notice, like, going to NASA, going to space, mm-hmm. it was a Jake sister involved in it.
Right.
So it was literally, they have to take all the inventions that America's built on was our people. So what they have been able to tap into, it still came from the godlike spirit within Israel.
Right, right, exactly. All right, so let's go back to the article. Read that part again.
This mission shows that NASA is trying to be ready for whatever the universe throws at us.
Right. And notice, like I said, I caught it right away when I read it. I said, why do you think you're going to say the universe to say you're trying to say the, and you know, someone, because that's a typo, whatever. It's not.
Right.
Maybe they go fix it when you relink to it or something like that.
When they watch this video.
Right. Maybe. Right. But the universe doesn't need to be capitalized.
Right.
And if it is, you would capitalize the and the you.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're, again, that's that dog whistle. They're saying what God is going to throw at them, not the universe. Come on, read.
Said agency administrator Bill Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
More people in more places trust BBC.
No, that's that.
Okay.
That's an ad. he was just going with it.
Yeah.
He started. Let's go commercial.
Stop with commercial break. BBC gets no free advertising. Come on. I believe that NASA has proven that we are serious as a defender of the planet.
What? Can we get the thing with, did you find a video with Reagan when he spoke about space wars?
Bruh.
Did y'all find that clip? I didn't see y'all post it, so I don't know if you found it.
No, sir. We can grab it real quick.
Look for it while we keep reading this on, all right? Yes, and then we'll come back and reread it before we introduce it. Come on.
You know what that made me think of? That Job 9:24.
Oh, yeah.
Given to the hand of the wicked.
Yeah, given to the hand of the wicked.
They think that they're defending the planet.
Yeah.
But you covered the true judge's face.
Right.
Come on now.
Right. I believe that NASA has proven that we are serious as what are they? Are they? Zach, I was saying this whole program wasn't. They were supposed to hit the asteroid, gather some information. Mm-hmm. That's what they were saying early on in the news. They weren't saying it was to push the asteroid away and stuff.
Right.
It wasn't until it was successful that they started to kind of change the language on it and say, yeah, we're sending that up because we want to see, you know, what it does,
right.
You know, see what it does. Yeah, it's the Star Wars program under Reagan, because this is what he's talking about. This is why they came up with this. This is why they went to the moon. They tried to scope out and see stuff up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they talk about how the reception, they say, oh, yeah, we had to cut it for a little while. It's because they wanted to see what was there. There's other footage out there.
I posted up.
Or audio where they talk about what he saw was seemingly angels, like when you describe it from Ezekiel,
mm-hmm.
right? And there's other stuff. Yeah, go ahead, put that up if that's it. How long is it?
It's like give me a second. It's 43 seconds. It's 43 seconds.
defend the planet. You destroyed the planet. The hell is this?
The Bible says.
Hey, somebody wants to know where's the chapter and verse about the lightning? Revelation chapter 10. I was watching the breakdown of Revelation chapter 10, bro. That thing, you know, I got the whole Revelation series. In
well,
my
what's
house,
up? When are we gonna do a movie night at your
we
house?
We should do it, right?
Read Revelation chapter 10, and read verse 6.
The book of Revelation chapter 10 and verse 6.
Uh-huh.
And swear by him that liveth forever and ever,
mm-hmm.
who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth. And the things that therein are.
I'm sorry, verse 7?
Verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the earth.
I'm sorry. No. He's going to say that.
Verse
3.
Okay.
Verse 3. And cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roared. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices.
Seven thunders uttered their voices. Come on.
Verse 4. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write.
So John was like, okay, let me write this down.
Mm-hmm.
The thunders are, bro. Meaning, as he was in the spirit, he understood what
yes,
was being said.
He mm-hmm. was he understood mm-hmm. what the thunders
Bruh.
Were saying. The thunders went pow, right? For us, it's like boom, boom, mm-hmm. boom.
John understood that language of the thunder. He said, let me write this down. Go ahead.
I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not.
So that goes into there's a language in all creation. Bruh,
he was speaking the thunder.
Yeah. Remember, he put spirits and angels in control of all these elements.
Right.
So they were speaking to each other.
Right.
And he said, yo, let me write that down.
He said, let me write that down.
And then the angel said, yo. That's
right.
not for you to know.
Right.
That's not for the people,
right.
The Israelites in the earth to know.
Right, right. So he heard the angel speaking in that pure tongue, probably.
Bruh.
Yo!
Bruh.
Mm-hmm. Right. Remember, it says then he'll give that pure tongue to us.
Right.
I'm telling you.
That means in that moment, John was able to understand that.
I was scared, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it was
yeah.
thundering, bro. It's like out here. So for mm-hmm. y'all that don't know here in Phoenix, it's been the monsoon season. It's been thundering. It's been raining.
Hey, can I tell you, man? I'm always in awe of that lightning, like fearful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like fearful. As I'm driving and stuff, I'm always fearful of it. I see it striking down and stuff like that. I hear the thunder.
You remember I called you. This was like my first or second year in the truth. I called you. I walked up a mountain. I was hiking. And it just started raining,
mm-hmm.
thunderstorm. And there was two or three Zebulon brothers that were at the top
yes.
of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And they were up there crying and praying to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And they spoke Spanish. I'm like, bro, I want to prophesy to you, but I can't really... And they
mm-hmm.
had the Bible with them and everything. And it was Zebulon on the
mm-hmm.
top of a mountain while it was storming.
Mm-hmm.
The storm came. They did not move.
Yeah.
They were in fear of God.
Yeah. Remember, the angels, and he has different spirits that control all those elements.
Right.
Like, they're not.
I just recently did a class in
mm-hmm.
Spanish about how the weather has been getting crazy from the last, say, past 10 years
mm-hmm.
till the last 3 years, 2019 till now. It's just a lot of things. And it's Bishop did this class. God is visiting there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Right. God is visiting the
Isaiah
earth.
Isaiah 29 and 6, I think it is.
Yep. God mm-hmm. is visiting the earth. You got this ready?
Yeah, I posted it up.
Go ahead.
All right.
The thunder spoke Spanish.
All righty.
Stop, go back. He threw me off with that one. At the boom. Oh, snap.
All righty then.
Go ahead.
What if free people could live secure in the knowledge that their security did not rest upon the threat of instant U.S. retaliation to deter a Soviet attack, that we could intercept and destroy strategic ballistic missiles before they reached our own soil or that of our allies? I know this is a formidable technical task, one that may not be accomplished before the end of this century. I call upon the scientific community in our country.
Stop. Hold on. And I'm going to have you run it back. He said, this is the meaning they formulated this thought from back then. This was 83, right? 84, 83. And he says, one that won't be finished this century. But they just had their first success with this DART mission. Okay. Right? Go ahead.
Right.
And there's things that we don't know about. Bishop Yossop always brings out, like, the lasers from the Panama Deception.
Mm-hmm.
They have weapons that they don't reveal all
right.
the time. So, you know, that G.I. Joe, how they had laser weapons?
Mm-hmm.
They have stuff like that. They just haven't – they use them covertly
right.
in certain things.
Hey, it's
like
the theory that the California fires actually come from lasers.
Right. They're saying, like, they're kind of manipulating it. I wouldn't put it past that some of it is like that. But remember, it talks about that the earth was going to start fighting for Israel. So
right.
part of that is that you're seeing that's a sign for the Israelites that are repenting, the stuff that you're seeing going on in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, God's in control of all of that stuff. I wouldn't give them too much credence
right.
in that. But I know that there's some things where they say, like, they've kind of started them themselves and stuff like that. So, right. Come on, go ahead. Hey, why old Edomites look dead? Hey, I've always said they don't age right, bro. They are jacked up, bro. Especially the women.
Bro,
I see a woman, she'll look like she's 50. She's like 15 if she's Edom.
Right, facts.
Yeah.
Wasted away, bro.
Right, it means more than just the color, bro. They wasted away, bro.
You think about it, too. That's a part of that judgment. They wandered away from the way of understanding.
Yep. Go ahead.
No, this is a formidable technical task, one that may not be accomplished before the end of this century. I call upon the scientific community in our country, those who gave us nuclear weapons, to turn their great talents now to the cause
Stop.
Of man.
And what's the power with that nuclear weapon? Because remember, they felt like gods with that nuclear weapon, right? Let's get that in Revelation. They had power to do signs and wonders
yes,
in
sir.
The sight of the beast.
Yo, and it said I called those that gave us
13, and just get to the point. Let's start at 12. No, 13, 12. Yeah.
The book of Revelation, chapter 13 and verse 12. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed.
Right, dealing with Rome, coming back. They fell in 193 A.D. during the Renaissance, 1453. They came back to life. So America's an extension of Rome. Come on.
And he doeth great wonders.
So he just said, I call upon the scientific community, those who created the nuclear missiles. Because why? That was a godlike power. They tapped into something with that. God allowed them to, but they tapped into something like that. Come on, read.
And doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men.
That's the atomic bomb in 1945, all right? And then what does it say? Come on.
Verse 14. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles.
That goes back to what I was saying. It's not that they have the power to perform miracles, but remember, God has them for a purpose, to be ministers of evil unto us,
right,
all right?
Right.
So they're tapping into miracle-like power by God's allowance for that stuff.
Right.
That's why it's so amazing what they accomplished and why people freak out. That's not a normal heat. That's not a normal problem. When you read about, like, nuclear fission and things like that and nuclear fusion and how all that stuff, like, works, your mind, they have words for it, but your mind, it should not do that. They're talking about atoms colliding, creating, like, exponential fire and things like that.
Yep.
Like, it's wild what they're trying to tap into.
Right.
And don't think that they're going rogue and they're going to do something against God. You know, people are like, oh, the Hadron Collider is going to make – it's going to do whatever God allows it to
right.
do, right? But it doesn't use the word miracle lightly when it says something like this. So you can only imagine how devastating those nuclear bombs are, what Christ can do with his pinky
right.
with that type of power.
Right.
Right?
The scriptures say – when it's lightning and thundering, that's the angels talking. But Esau says that's Adam splitting and crashing back.
Right, right. Exactly.
We can't fathom
that. No, our mind can't wrap around that stuff. Go ahead, read that again.
And deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast.
Meaning, who gives power in the earth to do those things, right? That goes into Satan.
Can I read it?
Unto me it is given to do all these things. It talks about the prince of the power of the air. Where are you going?
Verse 2.
Go ahead.
Verse 2 has it.
Revelation 13 and verse 2.
Uh-huh.
And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard,
uh-huh.
and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority.
And jump to verse 14, and now you understand what they're saying in verse 2. Go ahead.
Verse 14. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth
by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast.
That's the stuff that he had given unto him, all right? He gave him his power, his seat, and his great authority. So understand that those things, it's not them. They're not so great. It's not none of that. It's that God has allowed them through Satan, right, his emissary, to give them that knowledge to do those type of things, all right?
You know what I just realized? You just explained the synagogue of Satan right now for everybody that's watching.
But that's not the cut, though. But that's not the cut. I'm waiting to see. Some brothers don't want to answer because they don't know.
They hold
just say you don't know. Just say you don't know. Just say you don't know.
Brothers don't want to be strong and wrong.
Just be strong and wrong. All right, go ahead. Finish reading this up.
Verse 14, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast.
That's all I wanted on that. Let's go back, run it back just a little bit to right when he calls the science community. All right, go ahead. I'm laughing. It's a 42-second video, and we keep running back. We've been on this for like 10 minutes. Go ahead, go ahead.
Upon the scientific community in our country, those who gave us nuclear weapons.
Stop. He says those who gave us, I call on the scientific community, those who gave it. He said, I don't just want you guys who know how to destroy things. I need you to put your brains together and come up with something else that we could send up into space.
And when you go into the history of those who made the nuclear weapons, like what's his name? The famous one, he said, I am the Oppenheimer. Yes. When you go into his history and his upbringing, yo, they're dark, bro.
Yep.
Their upbringing.
Yeah. Well, we spoke about that
lonely.
Before, too, like with the Rockets, the Strange Angel, that dude from Strange Angel. Mm-hmm. I still haven't watched it. I have it saved on Paramount Plus, but I haven't watched it.
Their upbringing, they were individuals that were like, no one wanted to hang around. They were dark. Their upbringings were dark,
right,
bro.
Right.
They were weird.
That's Satan.
They were the weird because you had. They're demons.
And when I say Satan, it's not to take anything away from God. Satan is a power of God.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
It's like with Job, he allowed him to go do
right.
At
right.
a young age, they knew something about them wasn't right. And then let's say at that age, all right, now it's time for you to make that weapon.
Right, right. Yep, exactly.
Yo.
Go ahead, play it. Run it back again. They got to hear the nuclear part again. We got to hear that, bro. We got to hear that.
It may not be accomplished before the end of the century. I call upon the scientific community in our country, those who gave us nuclear weapons, to turn their great talents now to the cause of mankind and world peace, to give us the means of rendering these nuclear weapons impotent and obsolete.
All right.
But
he's not saying what he said about, like, there's one where he talks about if there's a, like, let's say there was an enemy from space or something like that.
You know what? That's a different one because he's at the NATO background.
Hey, one more thing real quick. You know, in Revelation, we just read 13, and it says, he doth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven.
I got you.
You know what that made me think of? We were talking about C earlier. You're not on season 3. Never mind.
On C? No, I'm not on season 3.
Let me stop.
Yeah, Alien Threat. It's the one where he says, did you find it?
Yeah, it's up there. Because he has a background. He's in the NATO. He's speaking with the NATO and whatnot.
Yeah, but you got to get to the point. And that's 32 minutes, that one.
Is it 32 minutes?
Hold on, scroll up. Or is that the short one? Oh, no, that's it. That's it. I think that's it. Go ahead, show it, show it. They say he gave the speech 3 times. Maybe this is it. This is a good one, maybe. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Show it. Get it ready.
I couldn't help at one point in my discussions privately with General Secretary Gorbachev. When you stop to think that we're all God's children, wherever we may live in the world, I couldn't help but say to him, just think how easy his task and mine might be in these meetings that we held if suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species from another planet.
Stop, 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 stop.
He said something, bro. Then, like, I caught a little.
No.
He said something.
Go back a little bit and run it back. Listen to what he's saying.
Go back, yeah. Not all the way. Right there. It's fine.
All God's children, wherever we may live in the world, I couldn't help but say to him, just think how easy his task and mine might be in these meetings that we held.
Stop.
If so,
he said, just think of how easy his thoughts and mine might be of these meetings we have held. So meaning...
Right, because remember, at that time, they were in conflict with each other.
Right.
So he's saying, imagine if there was something, and
greater
this is what he's going
ourselves.
Into, that we could galvanize against, right?
Mm-hmm.
So run it back just a little bit. Don't go all the way back.
Who's the other person he's talking about?
Gorbachev was the leader of the Soviet Union at the time.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Easy his task and mine might be in these meetings that we held. If suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species, from another planet outside.
Stop. So imagine from some other species from another planet. Let me get Isaiah 13:14. This is what he's talking about, and that's what's going to happen in that day. Come on.
You said Isaiah what?
Yeah, Isaiah 13:14.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 13 and verse 14. And it shall be as the chased rope, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people and flee every one into his own land.
That's what he's talking about, because he knows that, again, that's dog whistle stuff. And they're letting people know, listen, we beefing now, but when Christ and the angels return, we rolling together.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to be Confederate to try to fight against them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's another scripture that talks about, is it in Ezra that it talks about that?
Yes. They shall be fighting and then stop the fight. When they see, it says something about the sun or Christ coming out of the water. 2 Ezra 13. I was reading it earlier.
13 and 8. 2 Ezra 13.
Look
at
2 Ezra chapter 13 and verse 8. And after this, I beheld.
Maybe I want to start further up. Hold on. 2 Ezra 13. Hold on. Let me see where I want to start. Hold on. 2 Ezra 13.
4.
Oh, no,
3.
No,
2.
1.
1.
No. I don't want to. I just want to get to the point.
I'm just kidding.
Because I didn't even get to the other stuff that I wanted to go
kidding.
Over. Start at 5.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 13 and verse 5. And after this I beheld, and lo, there was gathered together a multitude of men out of number from the four winds of heaven, to subdue the man that came out of the sea.
All right, so it's talking about Christ. Jump to verse 8.
Verse 8. And after this I beheld, and lo, all they which were gathered together.
According to Isaiah 13 and was it 14 we went to?
Isaiah 13.
All right.
14.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
And after this I beheld, and lo, all they which were gathered together to subdue him were sore afraid, and yet durst fight.
So they're going to be terrified. But remember I said they're conditioning people to fight against whatever's going to come.
Right.
Now you got this DART program that they're talking about and how they're moving in this way. Right. So keep reading on, but see what's going to happen. Come on.
And lo, as he saw the violence of the multitude that came, he neither lifted up his head.
Right. And how's that violence going to be? They're going to have they're developing these weapons like
DART.
The DART program.
Right.
Right. He said, I want nukes basically to be up there in the sky because they're so confident in the nukes.
Bruh.
Right. Because deep down they know that thing is godly.
Right.
That's a godly power that they've been granted to use for evil in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But go ahead. Come on.
Verse 9. And lo.
That's the irony of it, though. The Most High is not without irony that when he burns them, it's going to be the same type of fire. Right. Similar. Hotter than what they got, but it's going to be the same type of fire.
Right.
Go ahead.
And lo, as he saw the violence of the multitude that came, he neither lifted up his hand, nor held sword, nor any instrument of war. But only I saw that he sent out of his mouth as it had been a blast of fire.
So that same miracle that they used, that thing's going to come out of his mouth.
The real deal.
Uh-huh.
And out of his lips, a flaming breath.
Uh-huh.
And out of his tongue, he cast out sparks and tempest.
Right. So that means that's fire. That's lightning that comes out of tempest.
Right.
That's when, you know, they show Superman blowing and people's all flying away and stuff like that. That's how it's going to be when they try to fight against Christ. But that's what he's talking about here. Right. So go ahead. Just go back like 10 seconds and we're going to get through it.
Hey, they created what's going to destroy them.
Right.
Things that we held. If suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species, from another planet outside in the universe, we'd forget all the little local differences that we have between our countries, and we would find out once and for all that we really are all human beings here on this earth together.
John 3:16.
I was going to say, this is a scripture. I don't know if it's in Revelation, but it says that they would forget the fight, like what we were talking about. They would forget the fight. Literally what he just said.
Verse 32.
Second Ezra?
Yeah.
13 and 32?
Mm-hmm. But let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
Let me stop.
It's verse 32. He expounds about it. Go ahead.
all human beings here on this earth together.
John 3:16.
Well, I don't suppose we can wait for some alien race to come down and threaten us.
So he's saying we can't wait. We got to
start now.
Go ahead.
Bring about that realization. In our obsession with antagonisms of the moment, we often forget how much unites all the members of humanity. Perhaps we need...
Because who are the ones with the two biggest arsenals of nuclear weapons?
Right.
The Soviets and America.
It's the same folks back then that is right now.
Right.
That's wild.
As Magog and Esau. It's still Esau. Mm. Go ahead. Come on.
Unites all the members of humanity. Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize this common bond.
Stop. So he's throwing dog whistles out at them, and he's basically saying, hey, remember Psalm 83?
Right.
He's at the UN.
To all the nations.
Right. He's saying Psalm 83, all the nations that are confederate against this existential threat.
Bruh.
Right? Okay, come on.
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish.
Stop. So you got to realize he was talking about this all through his presidency, and it's carried on. Go ahead.
We're facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us?
Damn!
What could be more alien to the universal aspirations of our peoples than war and the threat of war?
I think maybe I'd answer it this
Stop.
Way.
That goes into when he says there's war in heaven.
Yeah. The angels will be fighting.
And basically, we're at war now.
Right.
We're at war now.
That the weapons of our warfare are not carnal?
No, yeah, exactly. We're at warfare now. Come on. It's all dog whistles. Go ahead.
Yeah, I keep in my frustration sometimes. You know, actually, if you count some of the things going on in smaller countries and all, there have been about 114 wars since World War II. But I've often wondered, what if all of us in the world discovered that we were threatened by a power from outer space,
Stop.
From another planet.
So now he's not saying aliens or nothing. He's saying a power.
Yo.
What God means what?
You know what he said?
Great terrible power.
You know what he
Remember,
said?
El Shaddai.
Right.
He said, the second war is past.
Yeah.
The third war cometh quicker. He's like, I've been counting all them. They're small wars. He
yeah,
said,
bro,
he
they
said,
know. They know. So he's saying that's
why
he's talking about it. Remember, a lot of those seals in Revelation happened during those world wars.
Right.
Yeah.
So
right.
He knows that those woes are past. So he's speaking about that, and if you don't know, if you're not into your, if you're thinking about a flat earth,
right, right,
a-hole,
bring it out.
Then you're missing stuff like this. Hey, save this one and the other one so we don't lose them because we might use these again. All right,
yo,
so go ahead.
He
come
said
on.
The second woe is past.
Go ahead.
Wouldn't we all of a sudden find that we didn't have any differences between us at all?
That's what
Isaiah
13,
14
talking
about. We were all human beings, citizens of the world, and wouldn't we come together to fight that particular threat?
Go back where he says. Go back where he says the power. The power. He says that.
Yeah, some power. No, it was like right around there, maybe.
Wouldn't we all
go back?
Right from when that one starts.
Yeah,
when that speech starts. Right there. Right there.
Sometimes, you know, actually, if you count some of the things going on in smaller countries and all, there have been about 114 wars since World War II. But I've often wondered, what if all of us in the world discovered that we were threatened by a power from outer space, from another planet?
Outer power.
Wouldn't we all of a sudden find that we didn't have any differences between us?
Bro, that's
at all?
The devil if you ain't never seen
it. Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Right.
You know what? One more thing. You know when it talks about more things are showed on to us than men understand?
Mm-hmm.
And you had brought up, when I first came in, the new moon being revealed to us, right? That just happened about 5-6 years ago?
Yes.
It says the moon is an instrument of the armies above. So as the warfare increased, and the times we're in, the Lord allowed us to have access to understanding of how to use the instruments the armies use.
Oh, okay. I got the Cuba videos. Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
It's going down.
Let's get that real quick. Can we get that scripture? You got your notes? What you got?
Hold on. Wait. Which one?
Sirach 43.
43 and verse
No. I was going to do it, but I didn't. Go ahead. I didn't have it. I didn't.
We're waiting. So we'll get that scripture while we wait on you.
Yeah, do that.
Go ahead. Sirach 43, bro.
And 8.
Go ahead.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
The book of Sirach, chapter 43 and verse 8. The month is called after her name, increasing wonderfully in her changing.
Now, this is talking about the moon. It says, read verse 7.
Verse 7. From the moon is the sign of feasts, a light that decreaseth in her perfection.
So it's talking about the moon. The topic is the moon. It's a sign of feast. It tells us when the feast are. We count our months, our days by the moon. Go ahead. And it decreases. It decreases in her perfection. In her perfection is when it's full, when it's shining. Go ahead.
The month is called after her name.
Come on.
Increasing wonderfully in her changing, being an instrument of the armies above, shining in the firmament of heaven.
And the moon is an instrument for the armies above. That's what Rogan is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Rogan is talking about. Mm-hmm. He said it's the damn.
Can I get a script real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Give Baruch 3.
No. I'm not gonna get to finish everything I got.
You
go
want
ahead. No.
Yo.
Give Baruch 3.
We gotta show this stuff.
I'm sorry, bro. Baruch 3. It actually the video works.
Yo, that looks.
Yeah, I got it.
That looks wild, bro. Yeah,
I got three of them.
Yo, that looks. We saw this, but I didn't post it because I couldn't see the chariot on there. Because we found that video on Reddit.
Oh, okay.
Yo, that looks wild, bro. I'm sorry.
Baruch,
yeah,
you good?
What you got?
Baruch 3 and 33. Because it just literally, it said the month is the moon is the sign of feast, a light that decreaseth in her perfection. It's letting you know the moon is a sign of feast, right? Which that same moon is an instrument of the armies above, right? Go ahead and read Baruch 3 and 33.
The book of Baruch, chapter 3, verse 33.
Yeah.
He that sendeth forth light, it goeth, calleth it again. And it obeyeth him.
The Lord
fear.
Sends forth light, and it goes, because the Lord sent it forth. He calleth it again, and it obeyeth him with fear. So the light obeys the Lord. Read.
Sorry.
Verse 34.
The stars shine in their watches and rejoice.
The same way the light did what they did and obeyed with fear, it says the stars shined in their watches and rejoiced. They rejoiced in what the Lord created them to do. Read.
When he calleth them, they say, here we be.
And the same thing. When the Lord calls the stars, they respond and say, here we be. They acknowledge the Lord and his power. Read.
So with cheerfulness, they show light unto him that made them.
Read.
That is, this is our God, and there shall none other be accounted of in comparison of him.
Our God created, has the ability to send forth light, call it back. He controls the stars that are responding to what his commands
answer.
Are, and they answer.
They answer
the same way the moon was created as an instrument to the armies above. All of these things that were created are in obedience to the Lord and his will. I just, man, hey.
Yo, put these videos up, bro. That thing
next
is
level,
wild,
man.
Bro. Yo, this thing is wild, bro.
María vivió su novia en mi madre. Eso se lleva con...
Y ahí le una bronca, una bronca. Y yo, y ahí le la risa, se me perdieron porque estaba por fuera. Y yo, ay, no,
so that's water going
on? Ya, si me están llamando a la escuela, que si no había peligro para acá, que la escuela está todo el mundo sembrado con eso.
¿Qué? 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 ¿Qué?
Ese agua que está saliendo arriba ahí, mira, para su arriba.
¿Qué?
He's saying, va para arriba, it's going up.
Yeah, he's saying the water's going up.
What? So it can rain. He said, para que llueva.
Yeah, so you see how the water was just going up. And if it, before you go back to that, hold on, I got to address something real quick. Give me Job 26 and 7.
Oh, gosh, you're going to address
scoffers.
It?
Scoffers.
You're going to address it?
I'm going to address this real quick because people are going to come in here and try to confuse people. And he quoted a scripture. That's the only reason I'm addressing it. So, well, he didn't quote a scripture. He just said how it says the pillars of the earth, all right?
No, that's not what that means. The earth's not a freaking on a pedestal like a little curio in your thing. He's talking about what was his comment?
It says the earth is a realm. People don't get it. It says the earth sits on pillars like scriptures say. Argue with God if you think otherwise.
Let's argue with God. Let me get Job 26. The earth don't sit on nothing. Come on.
The book of Job 26 and verse 7.
Yeah.
He stretcheth out the north over the empty place.
Come on.
And hangeth the earth upon nothing.
The earth is not on no damn literal pillar.
Yo.
He hangeth the earth on nothing. Do you know what this scripture's talking about? Gravity, dum-dum. That's what science calls gravity. You freaking a-holes. Oh, my goodness. Bro, I can't today. I'm sorry. I'm hot.
Common sense ain't common.
Bro. Come on, man.
Can I get a script?
Go ahead.
Ecclesiastes 5:1.
Oh, my goodness.
We got to get it real quick because a lot of brothers, sisters, whoever's coming in
the
chat.
It says the earth is hung on nothing.
With the flat earth, the earth standing
on pillars.
That's gravity.
That's your scripture for gravity. When science tries to say, oh, but gravity.
But they can't even take Esau's definition of how it happens, let alone the Bible. Come on, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Ecclesiastes 5:1.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5:1. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God.
Just keep your foot. Watch where you step when you come into the house of God. The house of God is where Israel is at. Read.
And be more ready to hear.
Wait, what?
Be more ready to hear.
You guys just need to be more ready to hear. Listen.
All right. Where the hell is your show? Go do something.
Right.
Want to come into our chat, try to talk nonsense with this stuff.
Bro, and it don't make no sense.
Bro, and you know, this is a little heavier. I don't usually go over stuff like this.
No.
Right.
I prefer to go over
behavior.
History or behaviors. You right. know, I'll bring some stuff
like,
out or whatever,
yeah,
but
more behavior.
Right. More behavior. That's the kind of stuff I go into.
Hey, for you viewers, I'm still waiting for the breakdown of the four horsemen that he did so eloquently to, you know, to the Vegas camp.
Bishop did it already. How am I gonna do better than Bishop?
Because
Bishop did it in the Revelation series.
I told you, bro. He like just scratched the surface. You went into dates. You went into names, into countries.
Can I tell you? I have no memory of that.
You went into all that stuff. I remember. And Mariah said you went into great detail. Bishop just scraped the surface, bro. You went into great detail.
He's not being disrespectful because you have some knuckleheads say disrespectful. He's meaning that and when Bishop gave those classes, he didn't spend.
It was the disposition of time that Bishop was able to do it with what he did.
Because he was trying to get through all the chapters.
Right.
He's trying to give us the whole. Right. Right. I want to make that clear because somebody will take that sound bite and try to say that somebody's. That's not what's being said.
Because you got
people that's always out there.
Right.
I'm just always conscious because people are always trying to twist our words. That's not what he's saying.
I got you. No, he just glazed over because of the time. But you went into it with great detail. I remember Amaran saying, yo, so I understand for you viewers, have we not tarried long with thee? And you're going over. Have we not tarried long with thee?
He said,
Yashua?
He said, it's all, yes, you have. Yes, you have.
That we might get the breakdown of the four horses.
With details,
the names,
I don't have it off the top of my head. I would have to go back and see where I got it. Like, I don't have it anymore. Although, I was cleaning out email the other day, and I think I have an audio when it was taught to me. Because, I mean, that was taught to me. It wasn't like I came out with divine revelation on that, especially back then when I gave it.
Right.
I was just repeating what was taught to me, you know. But we'll see. I don't know.
Have we not tarried long with thee?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yasha?
Anyway, for that moron, Job 20. Anybody tries to tell you stuff like that, that it says the earth hang on nothing. Anybody come at you with gravity, this explains gravity biblically.
Read it again real quick.
Go ahead.
Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God.
Read.
And be more ready to hear.
Be more ready to listen. Read.
And to give the sacrifice of fools.
A man may be known by his speech. So when you guys come into the room with all this, the flat earth, come on, man. This
ridiculous, bro. Anyway, show this one more again. This was in Cuba. This was recently. This was recently.
Yo, this is wild, bro.
Well, and don't tell me that's a hurricane or storm. Look how sunny it is behind that.
Yes.
Look how clear the sky is.
Right.
Go ahead.
Stop real quick. He said it's water coming, going up. He said es la agua está saliendo para arriba. It's going up. It's the water is coming up. Go ahead.
You know what that reminds me of too? Before you play the X one,
yo.
You know how I said you had the pillar of fire and the pillar of smoke? That means like the cloud, like the that's kind of how it was probably there, like moving, like as it moved, like. So this happens to be water, but then if you saw fire, it would be a pillar of fire.
Yo,
if you saw the cloud,
wild,
it would be pillar
bro.
Of the cloud, right? And remember, there was one point where it says it split, and it kept a cloud behind them and a fire before them, and then they would alternate, right? So like in the daytime,
wild,
the fire went behind, and that means the chariots was followed. I was going to get into all of that tonight. We only got like
10 minutes left?
The hour plus plus,
I can't even get
it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
I can't even go into
the hour
all of that.
Plus plus. Let's go.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how far we go. Play the other one. This one's bugged out, too. Go ahead. Play this one.
What is this? Did you see that? Bruh. Bruh.
All right, let's jump to Ezekiel because I got to explain this one now. Let's go to Ezekiel 1. I got to explain this
one. Tell me you ain't going to be afraid. Miss me with that. I understand why Habakkuk said I'm sitting there trembling within me.
Yeah, bro. Imagine, we're a little bit desensitized. I mean, it still gives you some chills.
Right.
But we're a little desensitized because of movies and things like that and special effects.
Right.
But can you imagine he's seeing something like that? It's crazy, bro.
Hey, the flat earther said that's the jet from X-Men. That's not right.
No, it actually, honestly, kind of looked like it.
Yeah.
It kind of did look like it. But I was like, yo, that's so wild. It's not that it's a movie. Uh-huh. No,
right,
it's not.
Right. Yeah. Hey, someone said Photoshop. Hey, could be. You want to roll with that? We know what the Bible says about all this stuff, all right?
Chance it if you want to.
Yeah, you could chance it if you want to. Go ahead.
Where we at? Ezekiel 1 and
1. Do Ezekiel 1 and 1.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. And then we're going to jump to verse 4. Yes, I'm going to try to go through it quickly. Come on.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 1 and verse 1. Now it came to pass in the 13th, in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God.
Right? So he's letting him know that he's seeing visions, and he says the heavens were opened. Actually, jump to verse 3.
Verse 3. The word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel, the priest.
All right. I just wanted to know that it's Ezekiel that we're dealing with. Jump to verse 4.
Verse 4. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north.
That, what did we go back? What does that look like? Go back to the water. Go back to the water.
Because
people saying Photoshop. And, hey, it could be.
That's what we said.
You want to run down that road and say that? I know what the Bible says.
Right.
And I know that more signs and wonders are going to be put in the earth. Yep. Right?
Like we said in the video that I put up about the spaceship going into the moon's crater,
mm-hmm.
I said, is it fake? I don't know. Is it real? I wouldn't doubt it.
But it jives with what the scriptures say.
Exactly.
That's the point.
Exactly.
That's the point. So if all it is a visual tool for you, you can say what you want.
Right.
Chariots exist. Bro, the government has acknowledged that they exist now. So you could say Photoshop all you want. You could say whatever the hell you want to say.
They want to continue looking at their phone. Don't look up.
Those are people that want to maintain the state of this world.
Don't look up.
Hey, and let me tell you something. If you're a sincere brother or sister that has that view, let's say you're somebody with us and you feel that way, I'm going to tell you something. I can relate because I know my faith was not as strong earlier in this walk.
Right.
And I would hear some things that would come out of the scriptures. And I didn't try to dispute them, but I wasn't able to embrace them.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying.
And as I waited on my ministry, it has never failed me in this walk time after time. There's been times that breakdowns have come out earlier in my youth in this walk. And I'm still young. I'm a teenager in this walk. And I may not have been able to fully, the spirit did not reveal to me some things that were taught to me. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
And it took later as my faith got built for the spirit to reveal those things to me. I was just going based on what was taught to me.
Right.
But I didn't try to dispute them. I waited on my ministry. That's part of what it talks about, wait on your ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're not going to fully grasp something. Maybe you're going to say, eh. Especially me, because right, like I mentioned, I was a little geeky.
Right.
I was very into science.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard something that went against science, it was hard for me to humble myself and wrap my mind around it.
Right.
But then I realized that was just the mind that my oppressor had put into me, and I had to make a decision based on my faith. Am I going to believe what God is telling me in the scriptures, or am I going to believe what man is trying to show me that they could be freaking photoshopping stuff to me all my life?
Right.
That's not true.
And you know they be lying.
Right, right. So, you know, I'll just say that because I want to curse everybody out. I can understand that. I'm telling you, I have no shame in talking about different things in my walk.
Right.
I often talk about how they run. Everybody talks about how they ran to keep these commandments. And maybe you had that spirit that you did. My ignorant ass was eating pork for 3 more months and shellfish and lobster because I said, shit, I ain't going to eat it again the rest of my life. Let me eat it up. That's the type of nigga that I was. Part of my language. That's how I was.
Yo, I said, I'm going to go to Vegas with my homies.
I wasn't ready.
After, I'll come back and repent.
Yeah, bro. That's
the
type of stuff that I was thinking.
That's the type of stuff that I was thinking.
So, right. I know we're getting late on the East Coast, man, but I want to finish this in. Anyway, let's go back to, so I understand. I've been through those spaces that when it says there's nothing that's overcoming something that's common to man, I've felt those sentiments and I've been, but I'm telling you how I dealt with them.
Right.
Versus, and for me, it worked for me. That was the right way to deal with them. And I prayed and I would fast and, you know, even fasting wasn't heavy in my rotation early on in this troop, you know, and our understanding on it was different back then and all of that.
Right.
So I got no problem using myself as an example. You know, I've fallen short in my faith and in my belief at times, but I never let it stir me away. I said, you know what? God just hasn't dealt with me yet for me to see that.
Right.
But I'm going to take it based on people that know a lot more than me about this Bible.
Right.
Because before they told me, I wasn't even looking for stuff that they telling me. And that's how I looked at it.
What you said is you brought every thought into the obedience of Christ. It may have taken time.
Right. That's perfectly said.
Yeah.
Right. I brought all those thoughts into the obedience of Christ. And if that went made them, you know, when I'm converted, like we brought out with Peter, having worked with them, right? You read at the end of Luke 24, I think it's 44, 45, he says, then he expounded onto them the things that were written to him in Moses and all the prophets. And you're like, wait a second, they just walked with him. This is after his resurrection. And he now is when he gave them more stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he opened up their understanding and says, I brought all those thoughts into the obedience of Christ and rolled with it that way, you know? So that's how I roll with. But let's go back to this because I want to finish this so we could. I have more. I got more notes here and there was more stuff I wanted to read. But we'll show the other video one more. We'll show the two more videos. But again, read this.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 1 and verse 4. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north. A great cloud and a fire enfolding itself.
Right. So show the whirlwind, right? This is a water whirlwind, all right? He says a whirlwind came out of the north. Okay, play it.
That one.
Play it. Push the button.
So Ezekiel saw a whirlwind coming out of the north, and he saw the great cloud that was surrounding that whirlwind. Come on. And the fire enfolding itself. Get me the one with the ship, with the UFO ship, with the fire enfolding on itself. You had it earlier. I know it was just a gif. I don't know if you got something better.
Oh, no. Independence Day.
Get it. Push the button. Push the button.
Is that it? Go ahead. Yeah, they getting.
You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead.
No, stop.
Oh, they're getting the disclaimer.
Oh, okay. All right. But before you play it, as you get the disclaimer, let's read the verse again. So we saw the whirlwind and the cloud, right? That was a water whirlwind and the cloud, right? Come on.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 1 and verse 4. And I looked. And behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud.
Stop. Okay. Yeah, get your cue point on this. Go back to the other one, the whirlwind coming out of the great cloud. Come on.
Other one?
No, not that. That's the one that they say is the... That's the whirlwind coming out of a great cloud. All right. Go get ready for the Independence Day one. Read.
A whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself.
And read on. A fire enfolding itself in what?
And a brightness was about it.
Come on.
And out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire.
Now play this. Look at how the chariot comes. Stop. Pause it right there. This is what he's talking about in the vision of Ezekiel. But before he saw this, and that's Photoshop.
Right.
That's Photoshop. All right. I don't know about the other ones. That's Photoshop, obviously, or whatever the hell you want to call it. That's Hollywood special effect. All right. Yes, I had the scripture with Elijah Mordecai. That is what Elijah was taking in. I was going to bring that out too. But go ahead. Go back. Read verse 4 again. Come on.
Verse 4. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north.
We saw the other one, the whirlwind, right? In the great cloud. Come on.
A great cloud and a fire enfolding itself.
Come on.
And a brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof as the color of amber.
And out of the midst thereof, out of the color of amber, and what?
Out of the midst of the fire.
Now, run this back just a few seconds. Y'all was way back. No, that's too much. Oh, no, that's fine. Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back. Yeah, when Mos Def gets up. Okay?
This was a CQ song.
This was Independence Day?
Yes.
For the graphics back then. Or...
Yeah, no, this is the newer one.
Is it?
Yeah. Is it the new one? Yeah, this is the newer one.
All right. Anyway, that's the visual. That's the visual that you see here in Ezekiel. All right?
Nope, it's not because the... Never mind. Let me stop.
Right. That's the visual that we're reading about in Ezekiel. Now, let's jump to verse 12.
Verse 12. And they went...
Wait, before you do that, hold on, because somebody mentioned it. Let me just look for it. Let me see if I got it. Let's get 2 Kings 2 and 11. Because somebody mentioned that's exactly. I had that down. That's what Elijah... actually, 2 Kings 2 and 1, and then jump to 11. Come on.
The book of 2 Kings, chapter 2 and verse 1. And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal.
Right, so that means Most High sent his chariot to retrieve his prophet Elijah. Jump to verse 11. How did it happen?
Verse 11. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire.
Like we just saw in the visual from the movie Independence Day, right? Come on.
And horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven.
Right, and Elijah went up by that whirlwind into heaven. And it came like that fire. That's the gift. All right, yeah, that's good because it just keeps playing it. You can do that. That's what he saw, Kraken. But before he saw that, he saw the whirlwind and that cloud. So out of that cloud was that whirlwind, like the water whirlwind. Then he saw this, all right? Then he saw this, okay? Go back to the other one that people say is the X-Men in Photoshop, and then we go back to Ezekiel, all right? Then we go back to Ezekiel. And then maybe we'll just read the chariot ones quick. Actually, before you do that, with that visual of that gift, Exodus 19 and 16. I know we're going a little longer. Those of you who's able to stay with
this
us, all praise
wild,
to stay
bro.
With us. Exodus 19 and 16. The Spirit was leading us all over today. Bro, every time I try to prepare two topics, it always just becomes
one. Doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't happen.
Why you?
Exodus 19 and 16.
The book of Exodus, chapter 19 and verse 16. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning, that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount.
Right, because that means the chariot was appearing over the mount in the wilderness as God was ready to speak to the congregation. Come on.
And the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled.
Right, because that wasn't a man on the ground. You know how we blow the trumpets? Like, damn, brother, you blow that trumpet good.
Right.
This was the angels blowing the trumpets in the heavens. Come on.
Verse 17, and Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the nether part of the mount.
Read.
And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke.
Right, so go back, leave the GIF up, right? As we read this, you can leave the GIF up. They've seen enough of Tobias. Yes, he's single. Go ahead. And Mount Sinai.
And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly.
I might be mistaken, but I think in the first Independence, they also show like the Buddha and then like the thing over the mountain. I could be wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
They show one of the chariots over the mountain.
Right.
So I wanted that shot to kind of see it, but this one does it better because that's what they wound up seeing over the mountain as well when God was ready to speak through his angels to them, all right? Mm. When he was ready to speak through his angels to them. Let's go back to Ezekiel and get the X-Men one, right? The one that people say is the X-Men one. I did kind of say, oh, that looks like the X-Men.
It's got the X-Men.
First saw it, got the X-Men. Come on.
D, you know something I was thinking about like, as I was reading the other night? You remember on Avengers, Age of Ultron, how Ultron would speak through the different robots, like
yes.
the different suits?
Yes.
That's what I started imagining when it says, like, the Most High speaks through the angels.
Right. Yeah. That's how it does, because we can't hear God's voice.
Right,
because
you know how like that.
We wouldn't be able to withstand it.
You see what Christ's voice did in Ezra's?
Right.
Well, let alone God speaking.
Right, exactly. Right. Christ opened up his mouth and fire and lightning and thunder came out of that thing, right?
Good, Moses. Exactly. You tell us. I'm good.
Hey, what about when Christ in his earthly form said, I am he, and do fell
and
black?
The Roman army was, it wasn't just one guy. It was
right.
The Roman.
Right. I mean, that's like, that's where they get Black Bolt from, the comic book guy.
Obviously.
That his voice is so powerful. It was in the second Doctor Strange that showed it.
Okay.
Where they said a whisper can destroy a planet.
That's
when, so they get that. All that stuff comes from the Bible. All that stuff comes from the Bible. Says, I am he. They all freaking flew back.
Bruh.
Right, exactly. Come on. Let's get this in Ezekiel.
Where we at Ezekiel 5?
No, do 1 and read 4 again and leave the GIF image. I'm sorry. I know I got you all over the place, but you're going to have to work with me. All right, leave it up as he reads this again.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 1 and verse 4. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north.
That was the other video with the whirlwind of water. Come on.
A great cloud.
And there was a great cloud with it. Come on.
And a fire enfolding itself.
That's the image that you see on the screen right now. Come on.
And a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof as the color of amber.
You see how this coming through the fire? They got all this from the Bible. That's how they got this visual. Somebody said, oh, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me visualize this, and the artists and special effects people put it in place. Come on.
Out of the midst of the fire.
Come on.
Verse 5.
Hey, and let me say something, because you have some whack job that'll see this and say, oh, they believe in UFOs. Not in your small understanding.
Right.
You're thinking it's little green men that's going to come out of there. We're not going to get into how the angels appeared for the sake of time in this. I actually did a show on that a while back. We're not going to go into that for the sake of time on this. Yeah, well, I like drew my bootleg drawings of what my cousin had drawn for me when he first broke down Ezekiel to me.
Did you?
Yeah, I did it on the show one time. Years back. Anyway, some whack job will say they believe in aliens. No, we believe in angels.
Right.
Like the Bible says, and chariots, like the Bible says.
And around earth.
Right, and around earth that doesn't rest on anything. Freak out of here, man. Jump to verse 12.
Verse
12 through 21.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 1 and verse 12. And they went every one straight forward.
Right, so he's talking about how the angels moved, and they were in this whirlwind as they moved. Come on.
Whither the spirit was to go.
And the spirit he's talking about is that whirlwind that came down. So it's kind of like, get me a visual of the teleportation in Star Trek when they use the teleporter. All right. Go ahead.
Whither the spirit was to go, they went. And they turned not when they went.
Come on.
As for the likeness of the living creatures, appearance was like burning coals of fire. And like the appearance of lamp.
Meaning they glowed. They had a glow to them. Come on.
It went up and down among the living creatures. And the fire was bright. And out of the fire went forth lightning.
Right. So when it says they went up and down among the living creatures, it's talking about this. The chariot stayed with them as it went. So it had like the whirlwind over them as it went. Energize the Star Trek. Yeah. All right. Yeah. You could just do that. Right. So there's one where it says... And living creatures, okay, verse 14, and then get this thing as, and it's faster than this, and we need to be speed up. The transport is slower, but go ahead.
Verse 14, and the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning.
So show me the visual of the teleporter on Star Trek. This is the best I could think of because I haven't seen anything else visually that it'll do it fast enough. But, right? So it was like that, but faster. See how they did it slow? Damn, you went to the 1960s one. Yeah. What about the new one with, like, Chris Pine and the other cat, the real gangster one? Like Into Darkness. That one was dope.
I haven't seen it.
Woo!
Yeah, I haven't seen
bro,
it.
Out of the new ones?
Yeah.
That one is dope, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I
man.
I haven't seen it.
That is based on The Wrath of Khan from the original one.
Uh-huh.
But look up. You don't even got to see the first one. Watch Star Trek Into Darkness. I'm trying to remember what channel it's on right now. It's on one of the streamers for free. But watch Star Trek Into Darkness. If you haven't seen that, that thing is bad.
Yeah,
I could watch that thing 1,000 times. That thing is so good. Bro, because it has like a twist with Khan. That thing is dope.
Right.
That thing is dope.
You know what that
anyway,
made me think
did you show
of?
The transporter effect? Did you
no.
show No.
This is literally where they got Flash from.
All right, but that's fine. The one you showed was okay.
That's where they got Flash from.
Anyway, so go ahead. 14, come on.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 1 and verse 14. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces, the appearance of wheels, and their work was like unto the color of a barrel.
Right, so he says, as the appearance of wheels, all right? He says, as I beheld the living, beheld one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. So that's he's saying that it was above him. Come on. the appearance of wheels and their work, come on.
Unto the color of a barrel.
And he's saying he saw all these colors because of the lights on what we call UFOs, or what are they calling it now? The military, is they not UAEs or something like that, right? Come on. Something like that. Go ahead.
And they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel.
Go back to the one that people say is Photoshop, all right? And then pause it when it flashes and shows the thing, all right? Right there. That's, remember, wheels back then were like what? They had spokes, right? So he's saying this was a wheel within a wheel, right? The way it was drawn to me is like you see, like, he's, if you're looking at it from the ground up, like what we're doing here,
right,
what you see, it looks like a wheel because you're not seeing the whole thing, right? Right? So you're looking at it and you're looking straight up from the ground at this chariot, and it looks like a wheel within a wheel, all right? Come on, go ahead.
Verse 16, the appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a barrel, and the four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel.
Read on.
When they went.
Meaning when they moved these chariots, what we call UFOs, come on.
They went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went.
So what that means is that they move, right? So let me give you a visual. That means that they moved like this. When it says they moved on their four sides,
right.
It wasn't like a plane that turns and banks as it goes.
It's like the you got the control that they do for the videos nowadays, like the video team.
Like the drones.
The drones.
You see the way the drones go left and right. They'll do a drone shot this way, that way. That's a good one too, right? So it's saying that the UFO moved like that. It didn't move like you see other things that fly that curve and bank to make turns.
Right.
It said it went on four sides. So when it moved, it stayed on that same plane, the same way you see the drone. So it went up and down, it went left and right, forward and backward.
Right.
It didn't have to turn. So if it wanted to go to the right, it just went to the right.
Right.
If it wanted to go to the left, it just went to the left, right? Forward, backward. All right, go ahead. Read that again.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 1 and verse 17. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went.
Come on.
Verse 18. As for the rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four.
Now, I suck at drawing. On the show that I had done years back where we spoke about it, I had went into how it was drawn to me. But you know how sometimes you'll see what they call the flying saucer and then all the lights around it?
Underneath it, yeah.
Right, but on the sides of it. So he's saying that, and the rings were full of eyes round about them, right? Meaning on all the sides, all right? Mm-hmm. So meaning those eyes, it's all the little circular lights that were around it. Okay, because you'll see some visuals like that with some of that stuff. Go ahead. I want to finish this.
Verse 19.
We're going to go to 21. Come on.
Verse 19. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up.
So they went with them. That's what I'm saying. They were always in the middle of the mist. So each one of them had a chariot over them.
So this is explaining the creatures or the angels driving the chariot.
Spiritual. They were
right.
Spiritually connected
mind,
to the chariot. They were moved. So that's why the earlier you read, and I skipped it, they moved the same way the chariots
moved. With them.
Four ways.
It's like that connection that they have like on Avatar.
Right.
Zahelu,
right.
Jake. Zahelu.
Yes. Yes. Go ahead. Read on.
Verse 19. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go.
And the spirit is talking about that whirlwind that was over them, right? Come on.
They went. Thither was their spirit to go. And the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels.
That's that mental connection. Like you said, like Avatar, when they connected to nature, how they were like that. So saying the spirit was in the wheels, meaning they controlled it with their mind. Like they didn't seem, there was no controller. They didn't have to go in to fly it. It moved and stayed with them wherever they went in those right. four directions. All right,
and the people that have seen chariots, the guy, he was in the Air Force, and he saw the what's it called, the thumbtack. No,
come on, talking about the one that said they're black.
No. He came out on Joe Rogan.
Oh, that guy, the one that they took his pension.
No, it's another guy. He was in the Air Force. He said they just move. They break the what's it called? The
The laws of physics.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Read verse 21. That's what it says.
Verse 21. When those went, these went.
So when they moved, the chariots moved. Come on.
And when those stood, these stood.
And when they stopped, the chariots stopped above them. Come on.
And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against
them.
Meaning
they were constantly over them, hovering over them. Come on.
For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels.
Read on.
Verse 22. And the likeness of the firmament upon the...
Oh, no, that was it. That was it. That's all I wanted. All right. Listen, I have more scriptures. We're not going to get to it. We're not going to do a part two. Right? Because everybody likes to tune in for this stuff, but then nobody wants to repent.
Yeah.
All right? So it was just for me to bring it out.
You're going to hear it from Bishop.
Lois will when I get back. Why? Because I'm not going over it.
No, because he's going to be like... You're going over stuff, deep stuff.
No, they're not going to tell that. We didn't go too into it. We're going to go over the Aztecs, all right? We were supposed to go into this with the Israelite civilizations in the Americas, okay? So we're going to bring out the Aztecs, Lord's will, when I'm back, all right? You know, obviously for safety, security reasons, we're not giving more details on that. Y'all will see it on social once we touch down. But we are leaving soon. I will not be doing the show next week, though, so that narrows it down some.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get back, Lord's will, we're going to continue. No, no part two. No part two. I know everybody likes this stuff, but there are.
And what I mean is about what I said about Bishop getting you. He's going to be like how he does Deacon. Deacon Nathan. He's walking with the giant.
Yeah. No. The radio shows. That's why I save stuff like this for the shows. I don't really do them in class format. It's all right. There's no part two. There's greater spirits than me that have more understanding that can break this down better. So I'll let them do their thing when it comes to that.
Just remember, standing on sin not.
Right. That's it. That's what we say. This is awful, right? That's what they say. It's awe inspiring. You're full of awe as you read this stuff, as this stuff comes out. But the main thing is repentance always in all things, all right? Stuff like this for me has always just been things that magnifies my faith more because I see like, wow, this is what the Bible's talking about, so on and so forth.
Right.
But that should drive you more earnestly, right, as you see the day approaching, to not forsake fellowship, right, to continue to apply the scriptures more. You know, we'll jump back into some history and things like that. And, you know, we'll see as things come out. There's some stuff that I got to run back that we've had to take down. Like I want to go back into that thing with the don't tread on me and the gassing, because that all, like, I probably won't do it exactly the same, the class that I did about Manifest Destiny.
The don't tread on me, I think we did that one. I think that one was up. That one was
we good. Still, we got a list though, because we still need the,
but that's going to go with the Manifest Destiny too, because you'll have it then and how it looks now and stuff like that.
To talk about with men. That we never got. We got away from the book.
I
got
to go back to that about hard times create strong men.
That, and right. And then you said you were going to bring out a class on proving and the magnitude.
But that's not. But I haven't wrote it yet. I just got thoughts on it.
Right.
And I want to save that for a broadcast for when I get to teach.
Okay.
So, but I got to work on it and see. If a lot of time goes by and I don't get to go in rotation, then maybe I'll bring it out on the show.
Not only that,
I'm earnestly waiting.
Social engineering. Brother.
Oh, we got to get back to that. There's a lot of threads I've left out there that we gotta circle back. Don't let me forget them. There's good stuff we got to go back to.
All you brothers and sisters watching, you viewers, understand and feel honored that Dick and Yasha went into the hour plus and a half today. So all give a round of applause. All praise to the Most High. All praise to the Most High.
Well,
the
kids are all from school, so I don't got to wake up as early, so...
The hour plus and a half. Today's show is not called the hour the power hour plus. It's the power hour plus and a half.
Right, the power plus and a half. Nah, I think it was like 2:20 because we started at like 7:10.
Come on.
Okay. All right.
Just give it to me.
All praises. Thank y'all for staying with us. I know some of y'all are viewing in different time zones, and it's a lot later where you're at. All praises to the Most High. Hey, continue to help us out. Head on over to IUIC Phoenix. Give us a like and subscribe. Comments on some of the videos and things like that. It'll help us continue to bring more attention here in Phoenix to the truth, because as people invariably look for us, they'll find us online. And right. So people want to see that that there's a camp in Phoenix and that we're thriving and growing. All praises to the Most High. All right. Y'all stay safe. Stay in the spirit. Send up prayers for soon to be travels. All right.
Yeah.
Continue to support the Booster Club. You see that down along the bottom of the screen. IUIC.fundraising@IsraelUnite.org. We need the support. All right. And definitely keep us in prayer. Y'all see when it'll hit the social and stuff like that. But we're sending men out again to go international, and we definitely can use those prayers and that support as we're heading out there. All right.
Yes, sir. And continue to do your prayer in the evening.
Oh,
morning,
3 times a day. Right.
And
yes.
Noon.
Yeah. Yep. Make sure we pray more. Oh, and the monthly fast. The bi-monthly is this Friday, all right?
Friday.
So, you know, if you're with us, let's fast in unity, all right? Hey, so with that, we say shalom. Most High Christ bless.
Shalom. Oh, and shout out to the IT team. I know y'all, we're not live no more, but y'all did a good job today.
Yeah, I was catching them on the fly with some stuff. They're getting better.
I got a question. It wouldn't be Israel without Mexicans, black love, brown pride, because we that
when in Ezekiel, when it said they went where the spirit went, right? And the way that it was working,
and we've been kings since birth. Hey, we put the
king in St. John.
And they gonna get this work. Hey, we was chosen, not cause we the most of the people, few in numbers, but we over the people. We gods of this earth, we ain't supposed to be equal. Stop playing, you emotional people. The good gotta triumph over the evil. So my foot's on the throat of the eagle, their tongues will confess that we the people. Cause my nation ain't never been feeble. For the southern kingdom, my flesh are our love. This for the northern kingdom, we got our side. This for the southern kingdom, from Yasharala. This for the northern kingdom.